Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us here on the Breeze for Tri-City Storm Hockey, the Storm's first road game of the 2013-14 season. They will be in Des Moines taking on the Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena. I'm Jared Sheffrin. Thanks again for tuning in to the Breeze's coverage of Tri-City Storm Hockey all season long. The Storm are 1-0-1 in their first two games. They've picked up three of a maximum 4 points here in their first two games. Both games with similar storylines. First, the Storm faced the Lincoln Stars a week ago, and they were able to win in the shootout to get 2 points, defeat Lincoln, and pick up their first win on the season. Last night, the Storm were back in action for their second game. They took a loss in the shootout to the Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers got their first win on the season last night, and the Storm have picked up, as I said, 3 out of 4 points. Tonight, they take it to the road for the first time this year. We're in Des Moines to face the Buccaneers, and a Buccaneer team that is much improved from last season. They have high expectations, and same kind of thing as Sioux City, where both Des Moines and Sioux City improved their rosters from last season. A lot of returning players, a lot of experience on those two rosters, but both got off to 0-2 starts. Here tonight, Des Moines is 1-2. They got their first win of the season in the icebox in Lincoln last night in a shootout. And Des Moines here tonight is going to try to get their first win at home here against the Storm. Now, these two teams face each other twice in the preseason, so they've had a good look at each other in a preseason exhibition contest. However, the last time we were here for an exhibition contest in Des Moines a few weeks ago, it was not just a run-of-the-mill kind of game. The Tri-City Storm, really something we haven't seen from them in a long time. 7 fights, hundreds of penalty minutes, and really a brawl that really marred the preseason game. A lot of players were suspended from that. Des Moines was hurt worse than the Storm were. The Storm had a few players suspended, but a lot of those guys, the suspensions were for exhibition games. The Storm still had 2 more exhibition games left. Des Moines, that was their last exhibition game. So for their first 3 games of the season, some of these players were suspended that are now back on the ice. Well, guess who they face when their first game back? The Tri-City Storm right here in the same building here at Buccaneer Arena. So the Des Moines Buccaneers were shorthanded for the first few games they played. Now they're back at full strength. They're coming off the heels of a win, and they're looking to carry things over tonight. The Tri-City Storm, however, have only scored 2 goals in their first 2 games, and that's going to be a big focus here. Try to get a couple pucks past Des Moines goaltender Billy Christopoulos early and get some of the players who we expected to be offensively active for the Storm involved. Guys like Garrett Gomez, Joel Lesperance, Dan Lebosky, Chris Wilkie, Thomas Aldworth, Robbie Payne, all guys that have not scored a goal yet for the Storm in the first 2 games. So I think Josh Howgie trying to motivate his troops and get them to score a little bit early here tonight, take an advantage, take a lead, and really force the action here against Des Moines, because Des Moines has allowed some more goals. They are allowing over 4 goals a game in their first 3 games. So the Storm are looking at things, hey, if we can get off to a good start and get our forecheck going, move the puck into the Des Moines end, get some shots on net, and get some good looks, this can be an opportunity for the team to bust out of its early offensive slump. Storm only scored 1 goal in regulation in each of their first 2 starts. Jacob Johansson, don't have to say much more. He's been fantastic between the pipes. We're inside tonight. Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. We're going to take a quick break here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Come back and we'll get you up to date with our CHS Agri Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner, where I spoke to Josh Howgie just a few moments ago. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at Buccaneer Arena, Jared Schaffrin with you on the Viero Wireless pregame show, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. Storm's third game of the season here in Des Moines. It's the first contest away from the friendly confines of the Viero Event Center for the Tri-City Storm. And fans, we want to remind you we have a new feature this year on the radio broadcast. It's the Best Western Plus email inbox. Send a question to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll get it answered for you right here during the broadcast. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call us at 308-234-2541. Well, I was able to speak to head coach Josh Howgie directly after he gave his pregame talk to the players, and oh, was he fired up, because he felt like the players today were just run-of-the-mill, it's a normal game day kind of thing today. Well, he said, no, this isn't just a normal game. We need points. We need them now. We're in a hostile environment here, a loud crowd, dollar beer night tonight in Des Moines, and he felt like his team was just going through the motions. He felt that was unacceptable, and he feels like they need a bounce-back performance after allowing a shootout loss last night to Sioux City, a game where the Storm could have easily won. So we'll see what Josh has to say here in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffrin alongside Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, in tonight's CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Coach, we talked last night after the Storm's overtime shootout loss to the Sioux City Musketeers. What needs to change for the team tonight?
Well, I think we're still trying to, you know, figure it out and put 60 minutes together. We have moments of where we're a pretty good hockey team, but overall we're pretty inconsistent and we don't bring, you know, strong enough effort. I think we've We got 3 points out of four on the season thus far, but those 3 points probably go to Jacob Johansson, who's been unbelievable for us in the pipes.
Only 2 goals in your first 2 games, but like you said, you come away with 3 points. Here tonight, you're facing a Des Moines team that's allowed some more goals. They've had some more defensive lapses. Are you looking at the numbers, seeing maybe this is a chance for your team to break out?
Well, I think that, you know, every night we're kind of hoping that happens. I think we feel like we have a lot of talent, and it's just a matter of us putting it together and, you know, really getting four lines playing and four lines going hard. But, yeah, I think, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of, you know, they've had some defensive lapses, and hopefully we can do that.
You mentioned the lines and something that you shifted up a little bit, but it seems like the 4 lines you have tonight are even lines. I think, like you said, you can kind of get 4 lines going. You leave Steve Hayden, Ross Olsen, some of those more physical guys out of the lineup. Is this a, you know, are you trying not to respond to what happened here last time?
Well, we're here to win a hockey game tonight. I mean, it's, you know, like if stuff, you know, requires some physicalness, and, you know, like people have to handle that. I mean, that's something that will take care of itself. But we're looking to, you know, put a lineup in that's going to get us 2 points. And, you know, we're trying to get some different guys going here. And that's why we shuffled the lines a little bit.
Defensively, Garrett Cecere goes down with an injury at the end of last night's game. How big of a hit is that to your locker room?
Well, you know what? Like, we pick up Kevin Kerr. He's back now. So, like, it anytime you lose Garrett Cecere, it's a big loss and a big blow to your hockey team. But I think, you know what, we believe in our D, and I think a strength of this hockey team is our overall depth, and anytime someone goes down, we have a guy ready to jump in and step up for us.
You mentioned Jacob Johansson getting the start in net again tonight. Third consecutive start for him this season. I don't think anyone would fault you for going with him after what he's done in the first 2 games. Have you talked to Hayden Levine at all, try to keep him motivated?
Well, no question. I mean, like, Hayden's a big-time goalie, and he's going to play a lot of games for us this year, and right now it's a thing where we want to get Hayden in, but, you know, when you got a guy and he's hot, you don't take him out, and that's kind of where we're at with Jacob right now. We're going to give him the game tonight. There's no way we can, you know, even if he's unbelievable tonight, that next weekend, I mean, we have to get Hayden in at some point here, and that's going to be sooner than later here. It's might not be tonight, but it's going to be next weekend for sure.
What have you noticed about this Des Moines team when you've watched their video from their first couple games?
Well, they've been playing shorthanded a little bit, you know, ever since that incident we had in the preseason. Both teams were shorthanded a little bit, so they've had to battle through that. They've had some adversity. Yesterday, they were much better, though, against Lincoln. I think you saw, you know, more of a true lineup for them, and they like to push the pace. They're going to play run and gun. We have to stay disciplined. We can't get caught up into, you know, just a line rush game, which I think, you know, we could play and do fine in, but, like, if we stay structured, we're gonna earn our chances by playing good defense, and if we can do that, I think we'll have success.
All right, Josh Howgie joining us here in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Coach, thanks for coming up here, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back to Des Moines. Here where the Tri-City Storm are getting ready to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Third game of the regular season for the Tri-City Storm, fourth for the Bucs. Let's get you tonight's Burger King starting lineups. The home of the Whopper, Burger King, a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey, with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Well, the starting lines here tonight for both teams, the starters for the Storm, a bit different than we saw last night. Josh Howgie changing things up, as you heard in the coach's corner. But tonight, the Storm starting with three veterans up front, and they are together for the first time this season. At the left wing, number 13, Garrett Gomez, a Chino Hills, California native. He stands in at 6'1", 175 pounds, and Gomez so far is pointless in his first two games. He's looking to get off the schneid here tonight, starting at the left wing. And the center is Joel Lesperon, number 27, the Brighton, Michigan native. Stands in at 6'2", 175 pounds. He's committed to Michigan Tech. Lesperon wears number 27 at the center position. And at right wing is number 10, Kyle Eastman from Angola, New York. Eastman sat the game out last night, a healthy scratch. He did play in the first game of the season, pointless as well. Stands in at 6'1", 200 pounds. On defense for the Storm, number 4, Cutler Martin, leading the team in scoring right now with 2 assists. Martin from East Lansing, Michigan. He's committed to Michigan University. And he stands in at 6'1", 205 pounds, a very big physical defenseman is Martin. On the right defense, it's Jalen Schultz, Cambridge, Minnesota native, 6'1", 170 pounds, wears number 8. Now, the Storm and their 5 Gators, 4 of the 5 are veterans. And I think Josh Howji said this morning, hey, I want more from my veterans. The veterans are the guys who need to lead this team. The newcomers are still getting used to USHL play. This needs to be the time the veterans shine. And here tonight, starting 4 veterans for the Storm. In net for Tri-City tonight, number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds, a native of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson, through 2 games, has only allowed 2 goals. Goals against average of 0.92 and a 97% save percentage. Johansson has been nothing short of fantastic in net for Tri-City. Coaches for the Storm, Josh Howji in his third season. Assistant coaches are J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, and Eric Blaze. The Storm scratches tonight, Stephen Hayden, Garrett Sassier, who has a foot injury, Joey DiBenedetto, Nick Hutchison, and Ross Olson. Now the starting lineup for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Hometown Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight. A 1-2 record. Got their first win one night ago at the Icebox in Lincoln. On the left wing is number 14, Tyler Duranes, committed to Ferris State. And he's a native of Waterford, Michigan. At the center position, number 18, Brendan Shane, a commit to UConn. The Huskies there. His hometown is Pittsford, New York. And on the right wing, number 27, Ruslan Rakhmatov, a native of Brooklyn, New York, played for the New Jersey Hitmen a season ago in the EJHL. And on defense, 2 Northeastern commits for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Josh Couturier, number 24 on the left defense, a Byfield, Massachusetts native. And on the right wing, number 19, Garrett Cockrell, a native of Brighton, Michigan. You may remember Joel Lesperon, also a native of Brighton, Michigan. Those two know each other from back in the day of Michigan when they were there. And in goal for the Des Moines Buccaneers, number 35, Billy Christopoulos, hometown Raleigh, North Carolina. Christopoulos this season has done well in his first couple games. He did get the first win for the Bucs last night. However, his goals against average is high, as is the backup Ryan Ruck. Des Moines has allowed over 4 goals a game in their first 3 contests. Storm looking to take it to him offensively once again here tonight. The scratches for Des Moines, Alec Rauhauser, Sandis Zolmanis, Michael Marnell, Roman Yuchin, Marcel Kurth, and Jake Jackson. Finishing up the Des Moines starting lineup tonight, we will wait to get you our New West Sports Medicine 3 keys to the game. We're going to take a break here for the national anthem. We will come back with your New West 3 keys to victory as the Tri-City Storm gets set to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena in what should be a great tilt right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Okay. Scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Thanks for joining us here in Des Moines. We're just underway, 10 seconds in to the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm wearing their purple uniforms here tonight. And they're in all purple tonight, going from right to left on your radio dial. Des Moines tonight in their white uniforms with blue lettering and numbering, blue helmets, and red trim, similar to the New York Rangers colors. Des Moines moving in left to right to the Storm end. A quick shot on Johansson, and Johansson makes two saves there on that play. Pretty easy from the far side. It's another chance in front. Johansson makes a save of the left pad. Gets knocked out of the zone, and it will go all the way down, icing waved off on Tri-City. So we are a minute in, couple chances for Des Moines, but Jacob Johansson has been there for Tri-City. And here comes the Buccaneers once again. Nong Lambert with a big rush shot, save made by Johansson, and a couple players plowing into the net after the play. About three players went into the net. Net went came off, and they stopped play. Johansson saw that shot all the way from Nong Lambert, made the save with his right shoulder. The rebound popped out into the far corner. And then the players went crashing into the net. This is the first time the Storm have worn their purple uniforms this season. They started the season with black on the home opener last week. Last night they were in pink for Pink in the Rink night. Now they're in purple here in Des Moines. Chase Berger will take the faceoff against Patrick Grasso for Des Moines. Grasso on a line here tonight with Tarek Baker and Tanner Carty. Bit of a smaller line, but a speedy line. It could give the Storm some trouble defensively. Storm with the faceoff. Delaney played it forward for Lebowski. Went too far ahead of him, and Des Moines able to put it back in the Storm end. Dello chips it out to neutralize. Lebowski puts it off a Des Moines player and right over to Poganski. Austin Poganski chips it in deep. Goes to get it on the near side of wall, and now Des Moines able to pick up possession and take it back to neutralize. Here come the Buccaneers. The speedy line. Tarek Baker with a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebounds loose. Played on the far side by Poganski. Poganski tried to get it out, and he couldn't. Now here's Des Moines trying to set things up. Big hit by Delaney, and pucks loose and out of the zone. Here comes Dan Lebowski. Lebowski just passes the red line, chips it in, and gets hit from behind by Carty. It will be a penalty. Tanner Carty hit Lebowski. Lebowski very frustrated, and Glukowski's got to move him over onto the bench. The Storm go on the Century 21 power play early on, not even 2 minutes in here tonight after a penalty to Tanner Carty. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Storm on the Century 21 power play here. They won the faceoff but Des Moines has the puck, and they clear it all the way back into the Storm end. Tanner Carty in the box. Chris Wilkie on the Century 21 power play leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski starts forward. Cross-ice pass to Martin. Martin back to Glukowski. Glukowski makes a move around one man, leaves it for Martin. Martin on the near side. Martin holding. Will wrap the puck in deep and now out of the zone. Never really got deep. As Glukowski will play it back in neutral ice. 1:26 remaining on the power play for Tri-City. Martin moving forward. Cutler Martin getting into the Des Moines end. Martin on the far side. Wraps it behind the net. It's played behind the net now. A couple players fighting for it. Storm on the power play here. Century 21 power play for another minute, 10 seconds. Still fought for on the backboard. Martin comes away with it. Cutler Martin on the far side wall. Ahead now for Chase McMurphy with a shot that never got all the way through. And now here comes Des Moines. An opportunity for a shorthanded rush there. But it was too far ahead of the streaking Jack Jenkins. And now Glukowski plays it in front of his own net. On the near side is Torrey Dello. Dello through neutral ice, in onside. Dello wrapped it deep, played by Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski drew this penalty, played it up top, and it's chipped out of the zone. Tried to get it to Dello, but it was chipped out, and now Dello's pass goes too far away from Kevin Kerr. Kerr plays it back to Dello and takes a hit, and the Storm moving forward with 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Here's Tommy Allworth. Allworth in onside with Lebowski. Lebowski back to Allworth. Couldn't get a shot off in the center of the zone. Kerr comes in to take the possession back, though. Kevin Kerr on the left point. Kerr trying to create some room. Goes down low to Allworth. Allworth takes a big hit there. And the puck's moved on the near side wall. Kerr keeps it in. Kerr holding. Puts it down low. Final 5 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. As Des Moines puts it all the way back into the Storm end. And we're back at even strength. 4 minutes into the game, we're scoreless here in Des Moines. Tri-City and the Buccaneers. As the Storm were unsuccessful in their first power play, L'Esperance lost the puck trying to get out of his own zone. Dumped into the far side corner. Dello goes and gets it. Plays it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side now for Gomez. Nice outlet pass. Here's L'Esperance. L'Esperance with Eastman in a 2-on-2. L'Esperance dumped it forward for Eastman. Eastman came around the far side. Des Moines player went down. Eastman tried a centering pass there. Went through to Gomez. And on the far side, well picked up by Des Moines. Buccaneers now into the zone with a quick shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound down low. And it's shoved off. Grasso was Ryan Gault was shoved off. And now the Storm turn it over. Opportunity for Gault with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound cleared away by Gomez. Big opportunity there for Des Moines. Johansson was there with the right shoulder again. Now it's moved by Eastman. He goes down. No call coming. And now Delaney has it forward. Delaney tried to get it to Gomez. And it's out of the zone. Des Moines taking possession in their own end. 5 minutes in. Scoreless game here in Des Moines. Buccaneers on the far side now. Moving forward, they dump it into the Storm end. Schultz had it in his skates. Banked it off the far side wall. Goes back to get the loose puck. Plays it around to the near side. Delaney tried to get it out. Kept in by Schuneman. Corey Schuneman. Now it's moved forward by the Storm. Here's an opportunity. McMurphy in onside. And a chance. Shot save made by Christopoulos. Robbie Payne. With a good opportunity, a Des Moines Buccaneer player takes off the net behind Christopoulos to stop play with 14:50 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here in Des Moines on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffern with you here as a couple good chances for both teams just now. Des Moines with a big opportunity that was saved by Johansson, and then we saw Robbie Payne come down with a little give and go with Chase McMurphy to make something happen for the Storm. Good save there. Probably the best one of the night so far for Christopoulos. Face off to Billy Christopoulos' left in the Buccaneer end. One by the Storm. Wilkie banked it down low, and it got taken away from McMurphy, and it's cleared back out to the Storm end. Cutler Martin racing for it. Martin banks it off the backside over to Nolan Glukowski. Glukowski flipped it forward in a neutral line. And a puck bouncing in neutral ice, tough to handle. Ryan McMurphy settles it down, plays it deep into the Des Moines end. Back to go get it. For Des Moines now is David Drake, the defenseman. Storm with the pressure here. And Nong Lambert in the corner now with Allworth. Puck's in the far side corner. Des Moines with it. Outlet pass out of the zone. Martin played it but lost it after it went on a loose stick. And now here's Des Moines with a shot. Save Johansson. Johansson with a save that one time. It was down low. The shot was on the ice. And he got down low to make the save. Now up top for Des Moines. Another shot. Johansson with the glove. Johansson acrobatic in net. But again, square positioning to every shot that he has seen so far. Scoreless game, 6 minutes in. 14 minutes left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless on the breeze. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Chase Berger now on the ice with Poganski, Dello, Kerr, and Lebowski for Tri-City. Faceoff is won by the Storm against Patrick Grasso, but now Des Moines able to get possession in the Storm end. Down low, as moves, Grasso takes a big hit there. Nice job by Chase Berger. Gets the puck free for Poganski. Poganski moves in and takes the hit there on the far side. It's picked up by the Buccaneers. Des Moines with it now. It's Josh Couturier behind his own end. Couturier behind Christopoulos starts it forward. And to neutral ice, a rolling puck through neutral ice, gets batted back to Kevin Kerr, had a little trouble with it, put it in the corner. Kerr took a spill in the far side corner, now it's moved up top. It's a chance for Cockrell, stolen away by Lebowski, and out of the zone, so we'll have an offside as Couturier brought it back in before Des Moines can tag up. 13:20 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the breeze. Good opportunities here for Des Moines early on. Tri-City trying to get active on that forecheck, but they're having trouble breaking out of their own end. Faceoff and neutral ice now. Scrum four, won by the Buccaneers, but put back deep into their own end. It's David Drake. Drake, a draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers, moving it forward. And now Des Moines in offside. Once again, second consecutive offside for the Buccaneers. We never got to our New West Sports Medicine keys to victory. Real quick, the keys I wrote down before this one. Storm got to be more aggressive, get after loose pucks, and get in on the forecheck. Continue their penalty kill dominance after they held Sioux City to 0-for-8 on the man advantage yesterday. And score some goals. Storm only 2 goals in their first 2 games. Got to get on the board in this one to have a chance against Des Moines on the road. Faceoff was won by Tri-City. They got it deep into the Des Moines end and now played behind the net. Chase McMurphy in the near side corner threw it to the center, but it was intercepted and taken away. And now here's Des Moines with some speed on the far side. Nice job by Delaney to take the puck away and really tie up his man on the far side there. Antipov, chance in front, a penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Thomas Delaney took his man down. Antipov had a nice shot and then drew a penalty, and it looks like the Buccaneers are headed to the power play for the first time tonight. The Storm will go on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Carning and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, just north of Walmart in Hastings. 2 minutes on the board of Thomas Delaney here as we get a stoppage in play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless here on the breeze, 94.5. Jared Schaffron with you here. As holding is the call to Delaney. No score just yet in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. However, the Storm have to kill a penalty here on the GNC penalty kill. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Storm will start out in their own end here. Once again, last night against Sioux City at the Viero Event Center, the Storm held the Musketeers scoreless on the penalty kill. Musketeers had 8 power play chances, including a 5-minute major at the end of regulation into overtime. The penalty was taken by Drew Mayer with 1:29 remaining in regulation. The Storm killed off all 5 minutes, first at the end of regulation, and then 3:30 in overtime. Very impressive penalty kill. We'll see what they have tonight. Here is the faceoff is going to be the left of Johansson, and Chase Berger's on the draw for Tri-City. And it's won by Des Moines. Couturier with it at the point. Shot from Cockrell. Save made by Johansson with the right pad. Storm get it out of the zone on the far side. And they pressure as Daniel Elser tried to pick it back up. Now it's brought in again by Des Moines. And a Goddard had it. Goddard in the corner now. Godbout, excuse me. Now Nong-Lambert up top for Couturier. Couturier at the top of the zone. Over to Daniel Elser. Takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Johansson may have gotten a piece. Now Cockrell holds it in. Cockrell down low to Nong-Lambert. Nice pressure from Cutler Martin holding him in, but he's able to get it to Godbout. Godbout on the goal line to the center, taken away by McMurphy. Cutler Martin trying to clear. He couldn't. Here's an opportunity for Nong-Lambert on the goal line. Lambert down low to Elser. Elser behind the net. Back to Lambert. Trying to throw it in front. He lost it, and the Storm able to clear. Glukowski quickly clears it out of the zone. He was alert there and got it out. 1:05 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. 11:35 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless here on the breeze. Des Moines on the power play. They move through neutral ice. Cockrell moves it in of the zone and takes a hit from Schultz. trying to move it forward. Now it's Dello, got it to Lebowski. He banks it off the wall and all the way down the ice. Lebowski thought about chasing that one, but decided not to waste the energy there as he just got on the ice. 42 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Des Moines with the puck in their own end, moving it forward to neutral ice now on the near side wall. They shoot it in deep into the Storm end, wrapped around to the far side wall, and right to Robbie Payne. Robbie Payne for Tri-City able to clear. And Des Moines back in their own end once again. 25 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Buccaneers and Storm halfway through the first period, still scoreless here on the Breeze. Buccaneers, final chance on the power play, moving through Ryan Gault behind the net. And now it's moved to the far side. Grosso up top. A shot deflected wide of the net. Never got to Johansson. Gomez trying to get it out of the zone. He could wrap back in deep. Antipov going after it. Dello got to it first, and he gets it out of the zone. Storm back at even strength. And it's 5-on-5 here with 10:26 remaining. Nice job intercepting a pass. Schultz dumps it in deep to the Des Moines end. Eastman shoots it in the near side corner where Gomez has it. Gomez overstepped the puck for a second. Goes back to play it in the near side corner. Gomez got hit there and got the puck up top, kept in by Kevin Kerr on the left point to the far side corner. Now it's banked out by Des Moines. Here's a race to the puck. All the way down to the Storm end. Icing waves off. Kerr slams his man into the corner. And now it's picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin, the centering pass to Lesbrunt. Now Lesbrunt could not get it to Gomez. Loose puck in neutral ice. Here come the Buccaneers. Buccaneers with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Shot came there from Tarik Baker. Players pushing and shoving in front of Johansson's net after the shot. 9:50 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here in Des Moines. Thanks for joining us on the Breeze. Great to be with you here on the road for the first time this season during the regular season. Tri-City Storm, undefeated in their first two games, had a win against Lincoln and a shootout loss last night to Sioux City. Face-off to the right of Johansson, Ryan McMurphy will take it for Tri-City. Face-off won by the Storm. Glukowski plays it around on the near side corner, but there is a Des Moines player waiting for it. And now it's moved by Jack Jenkins. Jenkins on the near side to Tarik Baker. Baker to the center with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound up to the top of the zone and kept in by the Buccaneers. Once again, deep into the Storm end. Behind the net now. Moved up top by Jenkins. A shot went wide of the net from the left point there. And it's kept in once again by Des Moines. Now it's gloved down by Schultz. A bouncing puck to neutral ice. And the Storm have it. It's Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy moves in and leaves it for Aldworth deep in the Buccaneers zone now on the far side. Bucks have it. And they'll play it forward now. Tarik Baker starting the play. Through neutral ice, goes deep into the Storm end. Icing will be whistled here on Des Moines. 9:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Des Moines really has controlled the play here. The Storm have not been able to really get set up. And the Storm win the faceoff here as we restart play. Trying to set up now. Dello had it down low to Poganski. Lebowski takes a shot that's blocked. And now it's moved forward by the Buccaneers. Put behind the net and played by Kerr. Kevin Kerr now for Tri-City. Leaves it for Dello. Dello forward and chipped in deep by Poganski. Lebowski trying to go get it. Lebowski in the near side corner. Gets help from Berger there. Goes down low into the far side corner. And Des Moines with possession. But the Storm are in on the forecheck here now on the near side wall. Couple players with it. Berger runs into a man. Puck's picked up by the Buccaneers. Des Moines with control. 8:20 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in a scoreless game. Through neutral ice, the Bucs go, but the Storm get it back on their sticks. And Dello had a pass for Lebowski, and it's tipped out of play by a Des Moines high stick. So we get a stoppage with 8:11 remaining here in this opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and Buccaneers are scoreless. Storm have not taken a lead first here in their first two games. They got behind by a goal in both of those games, had to come back, and did. Both of those came in a shootout. Storm won the faceoff there. Cutler Martin took a shot save made by Christopoulos. Now Glukowski keeps it in, plays it down low. An opportunity in the front. And a good try there from the Storm. And it was Robbie Payne who was looking to the center but couldn't get a shot off. Now deep in the Storm and Glukowski starts forward there with Drew Mayer and Robbie Payne. Now Mayer just levels up a guy into the Des Moines bench. And now Cutler Martin plays it for Tri-City. Robbie Payne in the Storm end now, leaving it for Glukowski. Glukowski played it all the way down the ice. It's going to be icing on Tri-City as it goes deep into the Des Moines end. 7:31 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm. Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless. Storm in third place right now in the Western Conference through two games. The top two teams, the Omaha Lancers and the Sioux Falls Stampede, will get you a full out-of-town scoreboard update in the upcoming Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Quick shot off the draw. Johansson didn't get to make the save because it got deflected and didn't make it all the way through to him, but he was in good positioning, and the Storm able to clear the zone. Back to the neutral zone now for Antipov and Des Moines. Antipov shoots in, goes behind Johansson's net, picked up first by Schultz, couldn't control the puck, but now it's out of the zone as Jenkins lost control. And now Des Moines in their own end. Turn it over to Eastman. Centering pass! And, oh, how did that not go in? What an opportunity for Tri-City. Billy Christopoulos makes the best save of the night so far. Kyle Eastman set Garrett Gomez up in front. It was either Gomez or Lesfrantz. I couldn't see on the far side, but what a pass from Eastman, and what a save by Christopoulos. The whole net was open. I thought for sure it was going to be a Tri-City Storm goal, but Christopoulos kept it out. He's got 7 minutes left in the first period. We're still scoreless. Now in the neutral ice, it's Delaney. Delaney for Tri-City played it forward all the way to Des Moines. Now that's icing, as he did not get to the red line. So the Storm now with a defensive zone faceoff, 6:51 remaining. And I can't believe what a save Christopoulos just made on the far side. Kyle Eastman had some room at the top of the left circle. He faked on a shot and then sent a pass to the far side where there was an open man and an open net. And Christopoulos sprawled out and made the save to keep this game scoreless. Storm with the faceoff in their own end, and Eastman able to dump it in deep. Christopoulos behind his net turns it over to Gomez. Gomez from the corner, up top, Delaney with a shot, deflection wide of the net, rebound, Lesperance put it wide. Lesperance had a good look there in front of the net, and he put it wide. Now it's played on the near side wall, and the Buccaneers have it, out to neutral ice, bouncing puck into the Storm end. Schultz takes his man off the puck, picked up by Delaney. Delaney takes a hit from Tarek Baker, and a cross-ice pass tipped by Gomez in neutral ice. Gomez gets past one man, in under the Moines end. Gomez takes a hit, keeps the puck on the near side wall. Played down in the corner from Ryan McMurphy. And now Aldworth comes over to play it. But it's picked back up by the Buccaneers. 6 minutes remaining as the Bucs shoot it in their own bench and stop play. 6 minutes and 1 second remain here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Still scoreless. Both teams have had some chances here in the first, but neither have beaten either Billy Christopoulos or Jacob Johansson. Face off to the left of Christopoulos now in the Buccaneer end. After the Bucs could not get out of their own zone. McMurphy unable to win the faceoff, though, for Tri-City, and the Bucs shoot it around and out in a neutral ice. Picked up by Chris Wilkie now on the near side. Wilkie got it back out to neutral ice. It was rolling in the Storm end. And now here's Wilkie with some space. Wilkie picks it up, and he moves in onside, stops, cross-ice pass. He finds Aldworth with a shot. Save Christopoulos. Rebound went wide of the net. McMurphy had a good opportunity. He got taken down. It's a penalty. Ryan McMurphy going to the net, creating things. And the Storm will go on the Century 21 power play with 5:39 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It's a hooking call to Des Moines. We'll see who skates to the bench. Looks like Corey Schuneman to the box for hooking at 5:39 remaining. And yes, Schuneman for hooking. 5:39 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm of the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. They are 0-for-1 here in a scoreless game. Des Moines able to win the faceoff in their own end to start this power play. Kept in by Kevin Kerr for a second, now forced out to neutralize. Kerr able to, that's Glukowski actually, who plays it forward now. Wilkie. Wilkie in onside. With speed, takes a shot that misses the net. Rebound shot for Poganski, missed the net. Couple good looks there in the beginning of the power play as Glukowski can't hold it in and then loses the puck. Here as Des Moines just shoots it in deep on Johansson. Johansson leaves it now for Glukowski. 1:30 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Cutler Martin at neutral ice. Left it there for Wilkie. Storm were in onside, but then it's forced right back out. Glukowski puts it back in deep into Des Moines end. Storm going chase. Now on the far side wall, all the way out of the zone and down into Johansson's end. And now a stoppage. and a charging call is whistled. So Austin Pogansky goes to the box for charging, negating the Century 21 power play. Storm did that twice last night in the game at the Viero Event Center where they had a power play, then took a penalty on that power play. I didn't see the hit from Pogansky. Pogansky, not a guy who usually would get called for a charging penalty, but that is the call here. And so we're 4-on-4 for the next minute and 11 seconds with 4:49 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Des Moines with the offensive zone faceoff. They win possession, but now Chase Berger has it for Tri-City, and he moves it out to Robbie Payne and Dello, who's following the play. Dello shoots it in deep to the Des Moines end. Berger waiting for it on the far side, battling into the corner as it's picked up now by the Buccaneers. Behind their net, it's Jarkko Parikka. Parikka, the native of Finland. And it's picked back up by the Storm. Robbie Payne brings it back in onside. Payne on the far side wall lost control of it. Parikka has it behind his own net. And on the near side now, it's out to neutralize. Picked up by Dello. 34 seconds left in the 4-on-4. And then Des Moines will have an abbreviated power play. Storm will be on the GNC penalty kill. Kevin Kerr brings it in onside. Kerr from the far side with a shot save made by Christopoulos. 4 minutes and 1 second remaining in the opening period of play, sponsored by Nebraska Lottery. We've got 22 seconds left in the 4-on-4, and then Des Moines will have a power play for 50 seconds. Nice job by Kevin Kerr on that play. Just finding some space here in the 4-on-4, getting a shot on net, getting an offensive zone faceoff. As the Storm win, quick shot save made by Christopoulos. Shot came from Velboski, and Christopoulos made the right pad save there. 14 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Des Moines in onside to the net. Missed the net with a shot there. The shot came from Daniel Elser. And now Couturier has it back. Cockerell has it back for Des Moines. Des Moines now on the power play for 50 seconds. And here they come with Schuneman's out of the box. Nice job by Glukowski taking the puck away. Trying to shoot it all the way down the ice. It gets deflected into the Des Moines end. Picked up by Garrett Cockerell. Cockerell now. 36 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Has it behind his own end. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Des Moines shooting in now to the near side corner in front of the booth here as Martin gets to it first, and Cutler Martin sends it all the way down. Now the Bucks have it with 15 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Storm get it in neutral ice, and Kyle Eastman sends it back in. Gomez to chase, and he gets it. Gomez to the center, couldn't get a shot off. Gomez, though, just ticking some time down, and it's in deep behind the Des Moines net. Eastman is there, and now it's picked up by Cockerell, and we are back at full strength. 2:45 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've got a scoreless game in Des Moines. Buccaneers shoot it into the Storm end and go on a change. Delaney played it forward, and now Gomez left it for Mayer, turned it over a neutral ice. Jenkins had it, and now it's back on the Des Moines sticks as they move into the Storm end here on the far side. Jenkins behind the net, goes down, loses an edge. Martin trying to pry the puck loose. Mayer comes in there, two-a-side battle develops. 2:15 remaining in the period. Now Delaney has it. Delaney forward for Chase McMurphy. McMurphy to the red line, takes a big hit there on the near side wall. Couple players shoving after that one, and here comes Des Moines. The scoreboard's now out. We have a stoppage here as the scoreboard is having a problem at Buccaneer Arena. We had to reboot the scoreboard. I don't know if they lost power to it or something. But they're going to have to reboot that for the final couple minutes here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So it's kind of a free timeout here for these two teams. At the end of the first period, we're scoreless. A little bit of a malfunction with the scoreboard here at Buccaneer Arena. And we'll wait for them to get that fixed. Thus far, a back-and-forth game. Both teams have some good chances. I would say Des Moines has maybe had the better of the play. But I think Jacob Johansson has definitely been ready for everything that has been thrown at him. Shots on goal in favor of Des Moines right now, 12-6. Both teams have been whistled for two penalties. Both teams 0 for 2 on their respective power plays. Still waiting for the clock to be fixed here late in the opening period in Des Moines on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Shaffrin with you here. We'll have the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up after this period. I'll be joined by Adam McLaughlin, our new StormHockey.com blogger, as he's been typing up the blog next to me and giving everyone a different perspective of what's been going on in the first period. We'll have that game blog all season on StormHockey.com for the road game. So when you can't get to the Viero Event Center and you want to follow the Storm, you can get to StormHockey.com and check out the live game blog. 2:39 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The scoreboard is fixed, and we're ready to restart play. McMurphy on the draw for Tri-City. That would be Ryan McMurphy. Got to remember, I can't keep mixing up my McMurphys. They're unrelated, by the way, in case you were wondering, Chase and Ryan. And the Storm have possession in the Des Moines end. Here it's Chris Wilkie on the near side corner. Ahead for Kerr. Kerr fakes on a shot, gets deflected over to the far side, and Des Moines able to chip it out to neutral ice. Glukowski is there to dump it back in. Wilkie goes and chases, and he's the first man there behind the net. Centering pass for Ryan McMurphy, and Ryan will play it back down to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie, soft pass, got taken away as he tried to get it back up top for Glukowski. Now Des Moines on the line rush, taken away by Kevin Kerr. Kerr banks it all the way down the ice, and this will be icing on Tri-City. 1:57 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless here at Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the right of Johansson now in the Storm end. Storm could not change players. Ryan McMurphy takes the draw. Wins it. Glukowski banks it off the glass. Up to the top of the zone, but not out. Kept in. A shot from Godbart. And now it's picked up by Wilkie as that shot missed the net high. Wilkie in the near side corner trying to get it out of the zone. It's kept in at the point. And now Kevin Kerr. Kerr over to Glukowski. Glukowski ahead. And Ryan McMurphy. Finally, they clear the zone. It goes all the way down to Des Moines end. And an icing again. So now the Storm have not been able to change here. The shift has been just over a minute for these players. Glukowski. Oh, now the Storm. We'll see if what's going on here. Storm do get a change. So I don't know what happened here. Officials trying to figure things out. Storm have a whole bunch of players on the ice now. Officials are trying to get everybody situated. Storm did change a few players. They got away with one a little bit here. I don't know what's going on. 1:29 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And now both teams retreat to the benches. And the Storm may have just called a timeout, is what they may have resulted to. Tri-City calls a timeout. A lot of confusion there with who was on the ice, who was off the ice. The officials didn't know who had been on. And now the Storm have burned a timeout. So that is their one timeout. We're still scoreless here at the end of the Nebraska Lottery first period. We got just over a minute left in it. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up soon as Storm right now, if they can get into the locker room scoreless, I think they'll be okay with it as the Storm are being outshot 12-6 right now and they have not generated a ton of offensive opportunities. Tri-City has their line together, and they're ready for the faceoff to the right of Johansson. The clock is not ready to start yet, so we'll have to wait another couple seconds here. L'Esperance is going to take the draw for Tri-City. And now, with 1:29 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, we will restart play. To the right of Johansson. And now L'Esperance gets tossed out of the draw. So we have Kyle Eastman who comes in to take it. Eastman wins it to Glukowski. Airs one out of the zone into the Des Moines end. Icing is waved off. Picked up by Couturier, who took a hit. Now it's behind the Des Moines end. Eastman able to find it on the near side wall. And it's moved up to the top of the zone. Martin kept it in. Eastman gloves it down in the left circle. Shot save made by Christopoulos. Couturier down low behind the net. Couturier sees some pressure from Gomez. Able to move it forward. And it's kept in by Eastman. Found L'Esperance. L'Esperance to the center of the zone. Final minute of the period. Gomez played it on the near side wall now. Cutler-Martin keeps it in. Martin now loses it. And here's a race for the Buccaneers. And Garbart just overskated the puck. Martin picks it back up for Tri-City. 43 seconds left in the opening period. Now it's L'Esperance in a neutral ice. L'Esperance shoots in to the corner. Gomez is there. Gomez on a bouncing puck. Lost possession. Now we're out to neutral ice as Schultz plays it on the far side of Dello. Dello to the red line. Shoots in. Poganski to the center. And it was taken away by Des Moines. Kept in, though, by Berger. 20 seconds left in the period. Buccaneers trying to clear, and they cannot. Here's an opportunity. Berger to Lebowski with a shot. Saved by Christopoulos with the left pad. And it's tossed all the way down the ice. A rolling puck will not reach for icing. 5 seconds left in the period. Schultz plays it forward, and it's down low in the Storm end. That's how the period will end. 20 minutes gone by. Neither team has been able to score, and we head to the first intermission, scoreless, 0-0 here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Good battle in the first period. Some chances for either side, but we are scoreless here on the Breeze. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your Central Hydraulic first intermission report. And 94.5 FM, your home for Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
We're through one period here in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. SportsCenterNetwork.com. Jared Schaffrin joined by one of our other contributors here for the Storm, Adam McLaughlin. Adam, digital media content producer, social media, website, graphic design, whatever you want to call yourself. But Adam joins us here, made the trip to Des Moines with the team here, doing our live game blog on stormhockey.com. And right away, Adam, just want to get your thoughts on the first period.
Yeah, you know, very fast-paced game. It doesn't even look like we played last night. We came out, it looks like the legs look pretty good. So, it's a good battle here in the first. We just got to, you know, clean up little neutral zone turnovers, and we'll be fine. I feel like Cutler Martin looks great out there. He's really playing physical early on. So I feel like, the D's looking great back there. So.
Yeah, the defense for the Storm has been very good this season. First couple games, you've seen it much improved, and an older defensive core. I mean, other than Torrey Dello, who doesn't play like he's a 16-year-old,
right.
You've got older guys in there like Lukowski, Martin, Jalen Schultz, Thomas Delaney, a lot of experience, and it seems like they're able to hold their own back there.
Yeah, I think you like the experience that those guys bring, and they, Johansson would say the defense shores up a lot of things in front of him. So, I tell you what, it's just through three games. I mean, we're giving up two goals here through seven periods.
Yep.
So the D just looks great right now, and there's no complaints. And if you want to talk about Johansson again, is the guy ever going to let a puck pass him?
Well, he's let two.
To be fair, right? I mean, so it's just. I made the comment.
He's not Cole Bruns in Omaha who hasn't let up a goal all season.
Yeah, that's true. And I made the comment, you go from pink ice last night to white ice again tonight. So it's a little bit of a transition for him in terms of seeing the puck, maybe. But, you know.
His pads still have some pink residue on them. Maybe he's still seeing a little pink.
True. I mean, anyways, he's still glue in net and, you know, providing a lot of insurance back there and keeping us in a lot of opportunities here. He just looks great. I mean, no complaints.
Now, the question is, are the Storm going to be able to get some offense here? They're really struggling. They get outshot 12-8 in the opening period. These guys, there's a lot of talent there. It's just they have not been able to develop a consistent offensive pressure.
Right. I think the best opportunity early on came on a two-on-run rush where Payne put in a shot and Christopoulos made a blocker save. But you're waiting for that goal to find the back of the net, and it just hasn't come early in, you know, three games now. We haven't even scored a first-period goal yet this season. So here we go, start of the second period, and we're still, kind of playing from behind in a way.
No, I think if you're a Storm fan, you're just grateful about how Johansson has played.
Sure, and you're still hanging in games, and you're not way out of it at this point.
Yeah, they don't look bad. It's just with the amount of offensive talent that you thought the team would have this year and with the style of play that Josh Howji brings, you didn't think these games are going to be so low scoring early on.
Right. I mean, the offense, it'll happen. It'll start heating up here. I mean, it's going to take one goal in a game like this to fire back and get that confidence for goal number two. So, yeah, no concerns. The strength is there in terms of the scoring power. I mean, you look at Robbie Payne and Chris Wilkie and those guys. So, yeah, it's confidence. It'll happen.
Yeah, it's confidence and it's space and it's time and it's not turning the puck over too. It's getting those opportunities. You got to put yourself in a position to succeed right now. The Storm, scoreless game. Both teams 0-2 on the power play in the first period. Some decent chances here for both sides, but really we'll see in the second period which team starts to really take advantage and start to get ahead in this game.
Yeah, I mean, after one period, it looks real even so far. Des Moines had a couple opportunities, as we have. They had a great shot right behind the net where they tried to wrap it around on Johansson. But, you know, it's the game of opportunities right now, game of inches, and, you know, one of the teams going to take it here at the start of the second period.
All right, Adam McLaughlin joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We're going to take a quick break, come back with your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update, and remind you guys about what's going on around the league. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
We're back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Adam McLaughlin joined me before on the Sadler Implement Period Recap. Just to give you a little recap of that, Tri-City being outshot 12-8 by the Buccaneers right now. Both teams scoreless on special teams. 0-2 for both teams on the power play. We're scoreless through one period. Let's take a look at how the other teams are doing here around the USHL in the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Midway Auto, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Games going on here in the USHL tonight. Fargo is in Muskegon. The Lumberjacks defeated the Force last night. Tonight, through two periods, the Force have a 1-0 lead on the Lumberjacks. Home opener in Sioux City tonight for the Musketeers, and Sioux City leads Sioux Falls 1-0. The Stampede were shut out last night in their home opener by the Omaha Lancers, and now tonight through one period in the Tyson Event Center, Musketeers have a 1-0 lead. Sioux City defeated the Storm a night ago in a shootout, getting their first win and first points of the season. Kyle Schmidt has a power play goal in that one from Blake Heinrich and Jared Thomas. Green Bay and Chicago are tied 1-1 after one period in Green Bay, and Waterloo has a 2-1 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms, that game being played in Young Arena in Waterloo. The two goals for the Blackhawks, Patrick Russell and Brandon Montour. J.J. Pichenich has a goal for the Youngstown Phantoms as Youngstown trails 2-1 to Waterloo after one period of play. That's your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. Here as we are in the Central Hydraulic first intermission report, want to remind you that Tuesdays is now Trivia Tuesdays on the Storm Facebook page presented by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Go on to the Facebook page for a chance to win a free buffet from Valentino's in Kearney, and really a nice opportunity to win that free buffet. We'll have a question every Tuesday for you to answer, and you can be registered to win a free buffet. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salad. Valentino's has what you like. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here after one period of play here at the Buccaneer Arena. Still waiting on my first email inbox question for the Best Western Plus email inbox. I don't know who's going to send it to me, but, I mean, come on. Somebody's got to get out there and send me an email. BestWesternPlusCarney@gmail.com. I will answer any question you got about Storm Hockey on the air. Shoot an email over to me. We'll make things happen. We'll make it work. Maybe in the second Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, we'll have something to report here on the email inbox. So far, we're empty, but if you're listening out there, you got a question about Storm Hockey, Best Western Plus, Kearney@gmail.com. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the second period here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless through one on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
We're ready for the second period here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless on 94.5 FM. Good first period, Des Moines, with some of the better of the play, but we're scoreless, so that's in the books, and we're ready to start a new period here on the Breeze. Teams have switched sides for the second. Des Moines now in the side closest to myself. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial. Tri-City Storm from left to right. They'll do the period here in the middle, which is the harder period to change for a line change. Jacob Johansson, Billy Christopoulos back in net. And we're ready to go here in the second period. Storm have just scored two goals in their first seven periods of play. But right now, if you're a Storm fan, you can't be too upset as they've picked up three out of four possible points. Jacob Johansson, a rock in net for Tri-City. And we'll see how things go here in the second period. Storm start, Lesperance, Gomez, and Eastman. Buccaneers will start their opening line as well. Duranis, Shane, and Rakhmatov. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Dello on the far side with the puck. Forward to Eastman in neutral ice. Moves around one man. Gets it to Kevin Kerr. Leads the rush in onside. Nice move by Gomez. Back to Kerr. Chance in front. And they put it wide. A bouncing puck. Lesperance. Eastman had the first opportunity. Swung and missed. Lesperance on a bouncer. Put it wide. Back into the Storm and it goes. 30 seconds into the second period. Storm with a good chance there. Started by Kevin Kerr. Now here's Lesperance. Through neutral ice. On the far side. A shot was blocked there by a Des Moines player. Gomez took the shot. And now it's Nong Lambert who's in onside for Des Moines. Chance in front, sticked away by Johansson of Tri-City. And now the Storm picked it back up. Cutler-Martin loses it, though, in his own end. Here's a chance for Des Moines. Went wide. Nong Lambert was in front. And Nong Lambert picks it back up. Now it's to Lesperance. Lesperance to Eastman. Back to Lesperance. Makes a dangle move and puts it on the far side for Cutler-Martin, who skates through neutral ice. Dumps it into the Des Moines end where Gomez is waiting for it on the near side. Gomez in the near side corner threw it to the center. It was intercepted, taken away by Daniel Elser. Put behind the net where Drew Mayer's there on the forecheck. Takes a man down. Doesn't get called for that one as Elser moves through neutral ice. Daniel Elser trying to get by Jalen Schultz. Got it down low. Here's a chance for Des Moines in front. Was poked by, wide by Nong Lambert. Now Lambert down low again. Where Schultz played it on the far side wall to Robbie Payne. Centering pass, knocked down by Martin. Martin had a feed through neutral ice that would have found Drew Mayer for a break, but here's Robbie Payne, finds Mayer. Mayer with a chance in front, save Christopoulos, rebound, save Christopoulos. Puck was loose for a second, now they blow the whistle. Storm whacking in front. A couple players got a few whacks in on Christopoulos there, but he was good for the task, made the save. Stoppage of play with 18:17 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game here at Buccaneer Arena. Storm coming out playing well here in the first couple minutes. Good chances on Des Moines. Face-off to the left of Christopoulos now in front of the broadcast booth. Storm won the face-off, and it's picked up by Berger, who banks it into the far side corner. Poganski down low to play it with Lebowski, and it was moved behind the Des Moines net. Picked up now by Tyler Duranis. Duranis moving forward, and puck lost and neutralized by Des Moines. Lebowski went over to take it, and now Tri-City has it. Austin Poganski. Banks it in. Excuse me, that's Chase Berger who banks it in deep. Aldworth now over to get it. Aldworth in the corner with Lebowski. Chance in front. Shot was blocked. Rebound comes out to Delaney. And a shot from Glukowski deflected all the way over the netting and caught by a fan. Fans got to applaud for that one. Now we got a Des Moines player on the ice after that block of a shot. Real tough play. Duranis blocked the shot. And it looked like it went right off the kneecap. And he's struggling to get back to his own bench. He's carried back there by a few teammates. 17:43 remaining. Keep an eye on Tyler Duranis. Here, 17:43 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game, Tri-City and Des Moines. Faced off to the left of Christopoulos in the Des Moines end. Storm had a chance to win it. Wilkie trying to get possession on the near side wall. And it's out of the zone. Back for Tori Dello. Dello played it forward, but it was knocked down by Antipov, and now it's back out to neutralize Storm. Dumped it into the Des Moines end. Icing waved off. Picked up by Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell takes a hack from Wilkie behind the net. He was moving forward, but kept control, and now Des Moines has it in the Storm end. Played on the far side. Jenkins right back on the ice after being carried off. Des Moines player went down. Fans were looking for a penalty. No call coming. Storm get it back out to neutralize. As Dello has it back in his own zone now, Kevin Kerr. Kerr back to Dello. And now back to Kerr. Kerr starts forward finally with McMurphy to the far side. And Ryan McMurphy brings it in deep. Aldworth goes and chases. Played by Cockrell around for Antipov. Kept in by Schultz. Cross-ice pass deflected away. And here's Ryan Gault leading the rush for Des Moines. Gault in onside. Left a drop pass for Cockrell who fell down trying to get that one. Storm in transition to neutralize trying to get a rush going. And McMurphy able to chip it into the Des Moines end. Tri-City going for a line change. 16:35 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game here in Des Moines. Buccaneers have possession. Kept in by the Storm of the turnover. Lesperance. Over to Eastman. Try to centering pass. Taken away. Here come the Buccaneers. Storm got to get back. It's Gault. Gault in onside. Looking. Makes a pass down low to Elser. Penalty upcoming on the Storm. And Christopoulos is off. but the whistle's blown. 16-13 remaining in the second period. Des Moines going back to the power play. So looks like a boarding call. Kyle Eastman, the culprit here. Des Moines was rushing up the ice. Stormer trying to get back. Eastman, by the way, from what I've seen in the first 24 minutes, he's looked very good. He's been visible on the ice. He's been working well. A guy who's just trying to get in the lineup here for the Storm and play consistent minutes. And I think Kyle Eastman did a good job through the first period, at least. And we had an injury there in the corner. Couldn't even see that. And that's, I guess, where the penalty was. Kyle Eastman, 2 minutes for boarding at 3:47 of the second period. Buccaneers with the power play opportunity. Coming into the night, the Storm were converting at 91% of the GNC penalty kill. They killed the first two here tonight. We'll see what they can do on the third one. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Glukowski on the near side played it to Robbie Payne. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Now it's back down low to Glukowski. Glukowski getting pinned into the wall by Elser. 15 seconds gone by in the power play for Des Moines. Cutler Martin trying to knock a couple players off the puck here. Buccaneers come away with a chance in front, taken away by Tri-City. Can't get it out of the zone. Schuneman holds it in. Corey Schuneman over to the near side wall now for Nong Lambert. Down low it goes. Chance in front was blocked. Martin trying to get to it first, and he ropes it down the ice all the way on Christopoulos. Storm change a few players here as Schuneman picks it up behind his own net. 1:17 left in the GNC penalty kill. Schuneman plays it forward, and now it's Elser who races through neutral ice. He's in onside, threw one wide of the net into the far side corner. Lebowski played it to the top but couldn't get it out. Schuneman now with a chance, and it went wide. Shot went wide, and now out of play it goes. 59 seconds remains in the GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. 15-12 remaining in the second period. Still scoreless in Des Moines. Based off to the left of Johansson, officials discussing who knocked the puck out of play. If it's a Tri-City player, the faceoff stays in the zone. That's what they've decided. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. And faceoff won by Des Moines. Down on the far side corner now. In the Storm end, 50 seconds remaining on the GNC penalty kill. Buccaneers with the puck. At the point, Couturier. Back to the far side wall. Now down low for Grasso. Patrick Grasso twisting and turning down low. Schultz able to get to it and clear the length of the ice. Christopoulos out of his net, and it's picked up by Josh Couturier. Final 30 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. Nice forecheck here by Berger. Just forces Couturier back behind the net. Now he's got to start forward again. Couturier holding a neutral ice now. Past the red line. Dumps it off the glass to the far side where Delaney picks it up. Tried to chip it off the far side wall. It was blocked. Now another attempt. Blocked again. Couturier doing a good job holding that wall. And the Storm able to get to it. Glukowski with the final second. He clears once more. Right on Christopoulos. Eastman out of the box. Storm with another good penalty kill. Puck went right under Eastman's stick. He was on the forecheck there. Here comes Des Moines. It's Ryan Gault. Gault racing in. Gault to the center, and a shot missed the net wide. On the rebound, comes out of the zone. Here comes the Storm the other way. Storm in transition. Robbie Payne. Payne leaves it for a shot from Berger. Was blocked. Down low, Eastman. Kyle Eastman trying to bank it up top. It went out of the zone on a weird bounce. And Kevin Kerr, just off the bench, picks it up. Storm were lucky they were making the change with Kerr there. He was in perfect position. Kerr now gets it down low. Nice job to stay with it there as Wilkie tripped it to the near side. Grasso banked it off the wall, but it goes right to Aldworth with a shot that was blocked. Rebound loose in front, and Wilkie was searching for it, couldn't get it. McMurphy got it back on his stick. He got taken down, and here come the Buccaneers. Buccaneers through neutral ice. Cockerell just flips it into the Storm end, goes off on a change. Kevin Kerr now for Cutler Martin. Martin, nice pass for Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line. Aldworth in onside with a shot that missed wide. Rebound right to Wilkie. Wilkie in the far side corner, twisting and turning here. Gets pinned in by Cockerell, and it's taken away by Des Moines. Buccaneers with possession now. Schuneman fanned on a pass, got it out of the zone, moved it forward. Still with Des Moines as Nong Lambert gets stopped at the line. Storm and Wilkie was lurking there, but it gets dumped back in deep to the Tri-City end. 12:45 remaining in the scoreless second period. Kept in by Duranis with a shot, and it's deflected wide of the net. Gello put it on the near side now. Durante's again. Durante's shot. Deflection wide again. Now on the far side, kept in by Des Moines Buccaneers. Good shift here. Gello finds a loose puck. Nice little outlet pass. And here come the Storm the other way. Robbie Payne in onside. Wilkie with a shot. Deflection in front. And it didn't get all the way through. Now Drew Mayer keeps it in. Nice toe drag move from Payne with a shot that got deflected wide. Good look by the Storm. They're just finding the room in the slot, trying to take some shots. Buccaneers can't get it out of the zone. Good work by Eastman. The shot from Mayer went over the net. And in the far side corner, Eastman down low to Payne, and we get a stoppage. And we do. I'm not sure of the whistle here. Oh, a helmet fell off. Durante's helmet fell off. That's what they're going to say. Des Moines catch a huge break. There is a Storm we're pressuring. Couple shots that went over the net, to the side of the net. Good hard work. I'm telling you, Kyle Eastman having a good game for himself here. And I think he's really earning the ship for the Storm. And we're seeing Eastman play there. No less Bronson Gomez, his linemates. We're seeing him play now with Aldworth, Wilkie, Josh Howgie, trying to find some kind of offensive rhythm here for his players. And we are waiting here on a media timeout, but the Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff. They've started to develop some momentum here in the second period. We're still scoreless in the second. But the Storm just trying to get on the board right now. Get one past Christopoulos. Get some shots on net. Des Moines has been very good in their own end. Chipping plays away. Blocking shots. Really good opportunities have not come for the Storm. Now we do see Lesperance, Gomez, and Eastman. Eastman deserving his ice time tonight. Lukowski and Delaney, the defenseman. Faced off in the Des Moines end, won by the Storm. Gomez with a shot missed wide. Might have been deflected in front. And now Schuneman on the near side will bring it forward for Des Moines. Puck gets past Lukowski. He's going to race to go get it in the Storm end. It's picked up by Marcel Godbout. Down low for Nong-Lambert. Nong-Lambert for the center, and he had a man open on the far side, but he couldn't connect with the pass. Now here the Storm turn it over, neutral ice, though, as the Storm had a nice rush developing with Gomez and Lesperance, and now a stoppage. And it looks like they've called a hand pass on Tri-City. 11:32 remains in the second period. We have yet to see a goal here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless on the breeze. Faceoff moved down to the right of Johansson now in the Storm end. Chase Berger will take it for Tri-City. Faceoff is scrum four on the near side. Possession won by the Buccaneers. Goes down low in the Storm end. Cutler Martin there first for Lebowski. Nice little outlet pass just under the stick of Poganski. And Des Moines fires it back into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz played it now. To the far side is Lebowski. Lebowski flipped it to neutral ice again, just under the stick of Poganski, but Austin Poganski wins the race, icing negated. Poganski behind the net, left it for Lebowski. Lebowski in the corner, up top it goes for Martin, where the shot went wide of the net. Martin looking for a deflection there. Schultz keeps it in at the blue line, around to the far side. Lebowski up top for Martin, deflection in front by Berger, rebound! Save made by Christopoulos. Poganski was sniffing that one out on the goal line. Now Poganski back to Berger. Poganski, Berger with room, takes the shot. It was deflected. Oh, it hit a Des Moines player. And now another chance, and Christopoulos makes the save. That one on Poganski. Another chance for Berger. Shoots, just missed the net. Berger put it in front. Now it's going to be iced by Des Moines. So it's going to be a Tri-City Storm offensive zone faceoff. And the Storm really sniffing things out here. 10:25 remaining in the second period. Great shift right there for Poganski, Berger, and Lebowski. All three buzzing, trying to cycle, and a Des Moines player blocked a shot and went down there. It might have been Tanner Carty, but I hope everybody's okay there. After the block shot looked like it hit him up high towards the face. I don't know if it hit him in the face, but he's gotten off the ice. He's okay for now. As Des Moines wins the faceoff in their own end, we restart play. They move into the Storm end. Dello, nice job there on the near side wall, but it's turned right back to Des Moines. Chance for Elser. He couldn't connect. And now here come the Storm and a turnover. Aldworth got it back on his stick. Now Dello. Cross ice pass. Try to hook up with Wilkie. It rolled in on Christopoulos, and Christopoulos covers up. 10 minutes even. We're exactly halfway through the game here. In the second period, neither team has scored. Scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Shots on goal. As far as I can tell, Storm now leading in shots on goal, 14-13. Faceoff won by Tri-City, but back out to neutral ice. They had the offensive zone faceoff there. Dello cross-ice pass to Wilkie. Wilkie now on the far side. Wilkie's dangling, lost the puck to Gault. Ryan Gault, slap shot, save Johansson. Rebound Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side now. Wilkie trying to dangle again, lost the puck. This time he gets it back and loses it again. Wilkie trying to do a little too much here. Now it's Patrick Grasso. He gets past Wilkie into the zone. And it's taken away now by Wilkie. Back to the Des Moines. Here comes Grasso with a chance in front. Went wide. And the rebound is picked up by Aldworth. Aldworth in a neutral ice. Took a hit. Lost the puck. Ryan Gault right back. Gault waiting. Threw one in front. Deflected to the far side wall. Rebound picked up by Gomez. Gomez makes one move to neutral ice. Gomez past the blue line. Gomez to the center. Behind the back of the net. Shot! Saved by Christopoulos. Bukowski snuck in. Couldn't get good wood on the shot. He's not happy. As Gomez creating some opportunity there. Gomez took the puck all the way down the ice by himself. Went around the back of the net. Put one in front. And Bukowski couldn't get good wood on it. He just trickled one towards Christopoulos. The goaltender scooped it up with the glove and stopped play with 8:59 remaining in the second. Tri-City and Des Moines still scoreless here on the Breeze. Storm get an offensive zone face-off to the right of Christopoulos. Drew Mayer gets tossed out of the circle. Robbie Payne comes in to take it. Payne wins it to Glukowski with a shot deflected wide. Rebound saved by Christopoulos. Payne was there on the shot. Christopoulos made the pad save. And now Nong Lambert takes it the other way for Des Moines. Leaves it for Corey Schuneman past the red line. Takes a hit, dumps it in deep. Johansson settles things down. It's moved to the near side now. Storm trying to outlet to Drew Mayer. And picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin to Glukowski. Glukowski back behind the Storm net. And leaves it for Chase McMurphy, who lost the puck. And he takes his man into the boards. Now it's poked to the far side. Drew Mayer with plenty of space. Mayer outlets one to Lesperance, or to Robbie Payne, excuse me. Got stuck in his skates for a second. Now it's in the Des Moines end. And it's fired all the way back to the Storm end. Icing is the call. So icing to Des Moines. Storm get an offensive zone faceoff. 8:09 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game. Tri-City got outworked the first period, but here in the second period, outshooting Des Moines 9-2 right now and outshooting the Buccaneers in total 17-14. Faceoff won by Des Moines in their own end. They wrap it to the far side wall, and Godbout played it back. Storm on the forecheck. Godbout got it in neutral ice, puts it into the Storm end behind Johansson's net. Buccaneers change after the icing, and Torrey Dello brings it forward. Dello for Eastman. Eastman from his own blue line now. Kyle Eastman gets past one player. Eastman in onside. Eastman rubs past the hit. Try to leave it for Lesperance. Loose puck taken by Des Moines. Buccaneers in neutral ice now, and they get one. Couldn't get past Kevin Kerr, and Kerr blocked it right back out to Schuneman. Schuneman in onside. Down the far side. Backhand pass to the center, deflected away. And it's moved into the corner once again. Jenkins now for Des Moines. Puts it down low. Dello first man there. Played it for Kerr. Kerr up the boards for Gomez. Gomez took a hit. He moves it forward. Here's Joel Lesperance now in neutral ice. Lesperance in onside. Lesperance puts his head down. Tries to go to the net. Taken off his stick by Schuneman. And now out to neutral ice. Storm re-control though with Jalen Schultz, who fires in deep. 7 minutes left in the period. Poganski off the bench gets to the puck. In the Des Moines end, on the far side wall, Poganski trying to work it with Berger. Puck's loose, picked up by Des Moines. Storm tried to take it back as they got to neutral ice, but Poganski couldn't, and a penalty upcoming to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Poganski was shoved down. It's an interference call on the Bucs, and the Storm go to the Century 21 power play here in the second period. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Faceoff to the left of the Moines goaltender, Christopoulos. Storm had won it for a second, but now Garrett Cockrell picks it up. Put it in neutral ice. Glukowski got it with a glove. Didn't know where it went. Awkward play there for Glukowski, but the Storm have possession here as they start the Century 21 power play. Moving forward, Nolan Glukowski now with the puck in control. Found Payne. Big hit there. Poganski ran into Couturier and lost the puck. Des Moines able to clear. Gault was pressuring Johansson for a second, but now went by the wayside. And now Poganski neutralized, just chipped it forward. Back to the Storm end. Now Des Moines with some control. And shot back in deep in the Storm end. Cutler Martin picks it up. 6 minutes left in the period. 1:13 left in the Century 21 power play. Storm have done nothing here in the first minute of the power play. Martin, forward, in onside for McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with power play time. Upcoming penalty on Des Moines. Storm let him touch up. It'll be 1 minute of a 5-on-3 here as McMurphy took a spill. Penalty called on the box, and this is a huge opportunity for the Storm. It'll be a 5-on-3 for 1 minute as it's Nong Lambert to the box. Looks like for a high stick. And we'll get the call here from the PA announcer at Buccaneer Arena. 2 minutes for high sticking on Nong Lambert. 5:45 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Storm with a 5-on-3 for the next minute. Big opportunity for Tri-City. Chase McMurphy on the faceoff against Tanner Carty. Storm are able to win it. Big faceoff win. Now Lebowski up top. And it's kept in for by Tri-City. Here's a chance for Dello. Dello holds on the right point. And now the Storm set things up. Kevin Kerr back to Dello. Dello down low to Lebowski. Lebowski is holding. Tries a cross-ice pass to nobody, kept in by Tri-City. 35 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Chase McMurphy down to Lebowski and a hand pass whistle. 32 seconds remains in the 5-on-3, but a hand pass to Tri-City will bring the play all the way back. We'll see where they bring the face-off. They might bring in a neutral ice. 5:17 remains in the period. They will leave the faceoff in neutral ice. At least it's not all the way back in the Storm end. But the Storm will have to win the draw and set back up. They have 32 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Storm win the faceoff, and a big hit there. Poganski got taken down, but the puck's in deep in the Des Moines end. Cockerell wraps it around the boards. It takes a bounce right to Glukowski. He gets it down low to Wilkie. 20 seconds in the 5-on-3. Glukowski to the top of the zone, holding it. Glukowski. Cutler Martin rips one. Save me. Christopoulos hangs on. The one-timer from Glukowski to Martin. Stopped by Christopoulos. 4:59 remaining in the second. Scoreless game at Buccaneer Arena. Storm with a 5-on-3 power play for 14 more seconds. They will then have 1 minute of a 5-on-4 power play. Tri-City trying to get some opportunities here. They've been limited offensively thus far this season. Wilkie will take the draw for the Storm. Cannot win it. But it goes into the corner, kept in nicely by Glukowski. Here we go from Cutler Martin with a shot. Deflection. Wilkie picks it back up. Final 5 seconds in the 5-on-3. Wilkie leaves it back for Glukowski. Glukowski with a shot was blocked. Keeps it in, though. Now it's a 5-on-4. Chance in front. Went wide to Lebowski. Lebowski falls down, trying to keep the puck in. He does to Poganski. Down low for Wilkie. Centering pass deflected, and Des Moines clears. 45 seconds remaining. Here in the 5-on-4 Century 21 power play for Tri-City. 4:25 left in the second period in a scoreless game. Tri-City with the puck. Moving to neutral ice. And Cutler Martin fanned on a pass but got it to Glukowski. Now cross-ice pass for Wilkie. Wilkie turns it over and it's played all the way down by Godbout. Johansson's got to play it. Some pressure here from Des Moines with an opportunity in an open net, and they missed wide. Now here's Wilkie with a lot of speed. Overskated it, left it there from Chase McMurphy. McMurphy's in the zone. McMurphy couldn't do anything with it. Cockrell takes it back, and here come Des Moines shorthanded with 10 seconds left in the power play. Des Moines in onside, and it's played down low. Godbout throws one on Johansson. He makes the save. We are back at even strength. Buccaneers are out of trouble. 3:40 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game. Dello through his own zone and to neutral ice. Lebowski took a man down. No call coming. Here's Elster driving to the net. Elster with a shot. Save Johansson. And he hangs on. Daniel Elster creating an opportunity for Des Moines now that we're back at even strength. Johansson there with the save. 3:28 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless on the breeze. Neither team been able to score just yet. Still waiting for the first goal of the night. Face off between Lesperance and Elser. And Lesperance wins it to Delaney. Delaney moves it ahead now for Eastman. Kyle Eastman to neutralize. And it's in onside with Gomez. Centering pass. Lesperance couldn't get there in time. It was poked off his stick. And now it's moved back to neutralize. Storm trying to get it forward. It's Eastman. Eastman banked one in for Gomez. Gomez wraps it around to the far side now for Lesperance. Lesperance, with a couple players on, throws one at the net. Christopoulos comes out and makes the glove save. Not sure if that would have been on net. Might have been wide. But Christopoulos makes the save. 3 minutes and 1 second remaining here in the second period. Still scoreless at Buccaneer Arena. Storm in Des Moines. Drew Mayer on the faceoff now for Tri-City against Tanner Carty to the right of Christopoulos. Both teams looking to break through here, get the first goal of the game. Faceoff one by the Storm. Shot from Cutler. Martin went wide. Dello keeps it in. Dello gets it down low for Payne. Payne from Mayer. Mayer in the corner. Mayer looking to go back down low for Payne. And the puck's moved around the far side, kept in by Martin. Martin kept it in for a second now. We have a penalty to Tri-City. Trying to keep the puck in the zone. A penalty taken by Thomas Allworth. Hooked his man just for a second, just long enough to cause a problem. And with 2:39 remaining in the second period, now it's Des Moines' chance to go on the power play. We're in the GNC penalty kill. Penalty to Allworth. 2 minutes for hooking. Face off to the left of Johansson. Storm able to win it but couldn't clear. Now it's back down low behind the Johansson net and out of play. Cutler Martin was there. Puck gets tossed out of play. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. They say the Bucs put it out of play. So the faceoff and neutral ice. Storm win it. And Dello puts it all the way down the ice. 10 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. 2:23 left here in the second period. Couturier moving to neutral ice here for Des Moines. Played in onside. And now into the corner it goes. McMurphy going to eat some time off the clock here. Couple players pushing and shoving. And the Storm just content to hang in the corner here for a little while. 1:23 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. And the Storm get possession and get it out of the zone. Nice work there by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy, one of the penalty killers here for the Storm. Able to get off on a line change as well as it's deep in the Des Moines end for Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell moving forward with a minute left on the power play for Des Moines. Elser shoots in deep. Picked up by Dello to the far side. Glukowski around the boards. Can't get it out. Cockrell keeps it in the left point. Now it's moved by Godbout, who takes a shot and misses the net. Couturier on the far side wall. Down low to Patrick Grasso. Grasso gets the puck down to a teammate. Up top for Couturier. And now it's back to Elser. Elser's holding. 38 seconds left in the power play for Des Moines. And Couturier gets deflected out of the zone by Lebowski. Nice job by Lebowski there, deflecting the pass. Cockrell back in onside. Godbout to the center, deflection away by the Storm. Grasso picks it back up, plays into the corner. Centering pass, shot! Saved Johansson! And after the play, pushing and shoving in front of the Storm net. Jacob Johansson keeps it out and keeps this game scoreless. With 57 seconds remaining in the second period, a big save for Johansson. A wide open chance in the slot for Des Moines. And Johansson, a little bit out of position, but he hung on and made the save. 19 seconds remain in the GNC penalty kill on the Thomas Allworth hooking penalty. We're scoreless. Almost through two full periods now in Des Moines. 57 seconds remaining in this middle frame. Faceoffs in neutral ice after that scrum in front. And the faceoff is scrum four and won by Des Moines. Buccaneers have 13 more seconds in their power play as they move it onside, down the near side, to the center. Got deflected wide of the net. Gomez just lifts it out and ices it all the way down. Rolling slowly to the Des Moines end. We're back at even strength with 35 seconds remaining in the second period. Pass was too far ahead of Grasso, and now an offside is whistled to the Buccaneers as Ryan Gault was a step ahead. 32 seconds left in the second period. Still scoreless here on the Breeze. It's been exciting here, and it's a game where, you know, not a lot of room for either side. The chances have been there, but not a ton for either team. Faceoff won by Des Moines to neutralize. 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Schuneman played it ahead. Out of play it goes into the stands here in Buccaneer Arena. 27 seconds left in the second period. Scoreless game. Goaltenders dominating. Christopoulos, Johansson, both perfect. Faceoff in neutral ice is won by Tri-City. Delaney played it forward. Here's a rush for L'Esperance. L'Esperance couldn't corral it, but now a chance for McMurphy. Deflection in front. Christopoulos makes a save. Rebound Delaney with a shot went over the net. Rebound here for McMurphy. 15 seconds in the period. Ryan McMurphy to the far side. L'Esperance to the center. Takes a shot that was blocked. Another shot. Save. Christopoulos. Rebound. Score! Ryan McMurphy with 4.8 seconds remaining in the second period. And Antipov breaks his stick on the play and will pick up a penalty. The Storm will score and head in the Century 21 power play. Ryan McMurphy on a rebound in front, and Joel L'Esperance creating things. Refused to be denied. L'Esperance from the corner was putting shots on net. And finally, the rebound was poked home by Ryan McMurphy. He has matched his goal total from all of last season in his first two games this year for Tri-City. Ryan McMurphy, with his second of the season, makes it 1-0 with 4 seconds left in the second period. And now Daniel Elser on the faceoff against L'Esperance for the final seconds. Teams just tie each other up here. And we will go to the third period with the Storm leading 1-0. The hard work pays off for Tri-City. They get a goal by Ryan McMurphy. And they will have a power play, unsportsmanlike conduct here. And we'll get you all the recap from this period, and we'll get you all the penalty information there from that last penalty to Antipov. What you need to know right now. Heading into the third period, the Tri-City Storm leads the Des Moines Buccaneers 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. We'll come back and talk about it here on the Central Hydraulics Intermission Report in a minute here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena here. The Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Heading into the third period of play, we're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Jared Schaffrin here with the Scratches. Here as we'll pass the mic around. I'm being joined by Stephen Hayden, Ross Olson, Joey DiBenedetto, and Nick Hutchison. All guys here are going to pass the headset around. But first, we've got Stephen Hayden. Steve, you're out of the lineup here tonight, but it seems like it's a bit cleaner of a game than the last time you guys were here.
Oh, definitely. Not much after whistle activity here. You know, it's a lot cleaner, a lot more fluid out there. It's looking good for us.
What have you noticed here through the first two periods? Obviously a low-scoring game, but that's kind of been your trademark here early in the season.
Yeah, we haven't really, you know, getting shots on net there, but we have the opportunities to get there. Forwards are looking a lot better out there.
Okay, so you've noticed the forwards maybe getting better progressively here as we moved on?
Yep.
Anything else that you've noticed that you want to mention before you pass the mic?
Just keep doing what we're doing, get pucks deep, and get to work.
All right, Stephen Hayden, his analysis of the first two periods. Now we'll pass it over to Ross Olson. Ross, you've been around the league a little bit. This is your third team. What are your feelings on Buccaneer Arena? How do you like playing here?
You know, it's a good arena so far. Every time I've played here, it's been a real good crowd. They really get into the hockey, so it's good to see around the league.
How does it feel knowing you got the lead there, and what'd you see on that last goal for Murph right in front of you guys?
Yeah, I saw some hard work in the corner by Gamez getting it out to Murph, and Murph just putting it on net, which that's what you got to do to finish in this league.
What are your feelings about your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, through the first couple games?
Wow, he's just wow. He's great, great goalie, unbelievable work ethic and everything. Nothing to say bad about him. Great guy, too. So.
All right, Ross Olson, thanks for joining us here. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Yeah, thank
Pass
you.
Pass that mic on. Now we'll welcome in Joey DiBenedetto. Joey, kind of same thing here. What have you seen through the first two periods? What are you noticing right now from the stands?
Well, you know, I think we needed to get our legs going early, and we didn't do that. And when Murph gets a goal like that, he's just one of those guys that just everybody on the bench roots for because he works so hard, and that'll definitely show in the third period. We're going to come out here hard.
Is it surprising, not to say that Murph can't score, but he only had two goals all last year. He's only played in two games, and he's got two already.
Yeah, you know, Murph, from what I saw, that he definitely improved his offensive game. And you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, a guy like me looks up to, you know, being a first-year guy, because he works so hard, and I try to model my game off of him. And it's just nice when you see guys like that get rewarded.
What are your keys to the win here? What does your team need to do here in the third period to bring home a win?
You know, I think we need to just stay hard on the forecheck, you know, take the body and just keep pressing here, because I think we got them where we want them. So.
All right, Joey DiBenedetto, the third of the fourth scratch to join us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Passes the mic over to our final guy here, Nick Hutchison. Nick, first time really this season for you in Buccaneer Arena. Any thoughts on the venue here?
It's definitely not a fun place to be a guest in, that's for sure. The fans are definitely passionate about their team, and they like the game, so it's definitely hard as an opponent to play here.
What do you think your coach, Josh Howgie, is saying in the locker room right now before the third period?
Coach is good at giving speeches, so he's probably getting the guys going right now. Probably giving a little pump up for this third period, because these ports are huge for us in the beginning of the season to make it easier for us to get a playoff position down the road. So definitely he's giving the guys a good speech.
When you're in a position like this, a low-scoring game, how important do you feel like every shift gain that much more importance when you're in such a close game here, 1-0?
Yeah, definitely. Just a little mental mistake or like not getting the puck out of the zone could cost you the game. So everyone's just got to play smart. It's definitely going to be a hard third period, only one goal game. And so these two big points, like I said before, so the guy's going to be going.
I asked this to Ross before, but it's been hard for me to even describe it, how good that your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, has been. It seems like he's clearly been the backbone here early on.
Definitely. Jacob, he's unbelievable. He makes some crazy saves. He definitely, like you said, is the backbone for our team right now. He's definitely keeping us in some games. But he's definitely, he's unbelievable.
Who's your favorite guy to play with right now on a line? Who's your bud as a line mate?
I definitely have to go with Thomas Aldworth. Yeah, I like playing with him. I think we have good chemistry together, and I think we definitely can put up some points together this year.
All right. Thanks for filling us in. We'll look for you two together here this season.
All right,
Nick Hutchison, thanks for joining us. All the scratches getting on the broadcast here during the Central Hydraulic second intermission report. So the Storm have a 1-0 lead, and it's due to no small effort from Ryan McMurphy, a guy who last season was a good player for the Storm. He played in over 40 games last season for Tri-City, but he only scored 2 goals all season, and it took him a while to get those 2 goals. Here this season, Ryan McMurphy has played in a total of 2 games, and that includes tonight. And he has 2 goals, and they're the biggest goals for the Storm right now. Last night, he tied the game 1-1 against Sioux City at the Viero Event Center. Here tonight, with just 4 seconds remaining in the second period, he gets one from Joel L'Esperance. L'Esperance picks up his first point of the season on that assist, and really a big, big play for him. He's been struggling, has Joel, and I think that just helping out like that, and winning a battle in the corner, bringing the puck to the center, and picking up an assist, that's going to help him here get started this season. So it's Ryan McMurphy from Joel L'Esperance at 1956, the only goal of the game so far. We're through 40 minutes. The Storm, by the way, I want to clarify, are not on a Century 21 power play to begin the third period. Kevin Antipov received an unsportsmanlike conduct, 10-minute misconduct. So Antipov in the box for 10 minutes, but not a 2-minute power play, and no man advantage coming from the penalty. Antipov broke his stick on the post after McMurphy scored that goal. He was very frustrated. Antipov, by the way, not a native of the United States. He comes to us from Moskva, Russia, and obviously a little bit frustrated after the McMurphy goal. Takes the 10-minute misconduct penalty in frustration, so no power play. But let's just put it this way. To sum up the second period for Tri-City, they outshoot Des Moines 14-4 in the second period. They get the only goal of the period, and they have a 1-0 lead headed into the third. Jacob Johansson, perfect 16-for-16 as we start the third period. We will take a break and come back with your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard and some more recap here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers after a Ryan McMurphy goal with just 4 seconds remaining in the second period. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Thanks for joining us. Here we finish up the Sadler Implement period recap, helped out by a whole host of players. Who all wanted to share their 2 cents about how their team was doing here through the first two periods. Good to hear from those guys. The one guy we didn't hear is a guy that we want to update you on, and that's Garrett Cecere. Cecere's okay. He sustained a lower body injury last night, and he will be out for approximately 2 to 4 weeks. So the bad news for the Storm is they'll be without their defenseman, Garrett Cecere, for a little while. Really one of their anchors on defense. The good news is their defense doesn't seem to be any problems. They haven't allowed a goal yet here tonight, and luckily the Storm have a good, solid defensive core. However, don't be surprised if the Storm adds someone to the lineup here for the next few weeks to help with Cecere being out. And we wish Garrett the best of luck and a speedy recovery. He is with the team, and he is okay. I don't know where he was during the intermission report. We would have liked to have him on, but we'll have him on in the future here in the next couple weeks while he's out, and we want to wish him well. Now let's take a look at the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Tri-City Storm once again leading 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy late in the second period. Let's get to the other scores from around the league. Fargo leading Muskegon 2-1. Fargo defeats Muskegon 2-0. I don't know what I was thinking there. Fargo with a 2-0 win at L.C. Walker Arena in Muskegon. Boutros Ghaffari and John Bayako with the goals. Bayako with the empty net goal. And Fargo with the 2-1 victory, defeating Muskegon. They split that series in Muskegon this weekend. Sioux City with a 1-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Sioux Falls, with all that offense, it's fallen quiet the last few nights. The one goal for Sioux City, Kyle Schmidt, has scored it there through two periods at the Tyson Event Center, the home opener for the Musketeers. Green Bay has a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel in Green Bay. Chicago off to a slow start. Green Bay trying to get things moving. Green Bay leads 2-1, but they're 0-7 on the power play. Both goals have been scored by Kevin Irwin, who is a very big player here for Green Bay this season. Waterloo has a 4-2 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms, and Waterloo is at home at Young Arena. Youngstown on the road there. Goals for Waterloo's Brandon Montour has two of them. Drew Melanson has picked up his first goal for the Blackhawks after being traded by Omaha. Omaha, with the night off tonight, has not allowed a goal in 3 games. Cole Bruns with 3 consecutive shutouts to start the season. They've been so good, they traded one of their veterans, Drew Melanson, over to Waterloo, and he scores a goal here tonight for the Blackhawks, who are leading 4-2 over Youngstown. So Melanson went from Omaha to Waterloo in exchange for a third-round draft pick, and now he's helping the Waterloo Blackhawks in red and black. They have a 4-2 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms. Here in Des Moines, the Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Buccaneers, 20 minutes away from picking up 2 points, and I bet you Josh Howgie is really motivating his players in the locker room right now. They have to continue to play well in front of Jacob Johansson, and I think the biggest key to the third period for the Storm right now, they have to stay out of the penalty box. The Storm cannot be parading to the box right now, because that will cause problems, and you don't want to give Des Moines any extra chances and extra incentives. The Storm with a 1-0 lead. It'd be great to score some more goals and get some insurance, but got to stay out of the box here in the third and final period. Once again, Storm out shooting Des Moines 22-16 through the first two periods. Tri-City really dominated the second period, out shooting Des Moines 14-4 in the middle frame. We'll take a break and come back with the beginning of the third period here from Des Moines on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoatings spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero. Huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip. And
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're back for the third period here at Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm on the ice with a 1-0 lead on a goal by Ryan McMurphy with 4 seconds left in the second period. We went almost 40 minutes without a goal, but we finally got one for Tri-City. Storm going from right to left on your radio dial for the third period. Buccaneers from left to right, 20 minutes away. Both of the Storm's first two games have gone in extra time. This one very may well go there as well. Lesperance, Eastman, Gomez to start for the Storm. A line where I'm really proud of the work Kyle Eastman has done tonight. Dello and Kerr starting defensively for Tri-City. And we are ready for the third period. Storm coming in with a 1-0 lead. It's the Big O Tires third period of play. Puck is dropped and dumped into the Storm end as Dello starts forward for Gomez. Gomez turns it over, and a big chance right away is blocked by Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr with a big-time block shot there, and he's struggling to get back over to the bench. Now it's Eastman in onside with Lesperance, a shot that's deflected way high and out of play, and Kevin Kerr limping over to the bench, slowly being helped over the wall there, going to get looked at by the Storm's medical trainer, Matt Stern, sitting down right now, and he seems to just be shaking this one off here for Kerr. As the faceoff is in Des Moines then, 20 seconds in to the third period here in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Faceoff won by Des Moines as they bring it forward, and puck comes into neutral ice. Offside is whistled to Des Moines. Schultz with a big hit on Nong Lambert as he came in offside. 9:28 remaining in the game here in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Face off in neutral ice now, just outside the Tri-City Storm end. Lebowski is taking it for Tri-City. And it's won by Des Moines, but taken by Jalen Schultz. Cutler Martin able to move it to neutral ice. Took a hit there. Polganski able to pick it up. And Schultz turns it over. Here's Des Moines with a chance and a shot. Saved by Johansson. Rebound loose in front. And it's out of the zone. Nobody there to play it. Back to Couturier for Des Moines in neutral ice. Just a minute into the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Shot from Des Moines was blocked. Polganski tried to get it out. Shot again was saved, this time with a glove by the goaltender Johansson. Shot came from Daniel Elser there. And we're just a minute and 2 seconds into the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City leading 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. Drew Mayer takes the face off to the left of Johansson right in front of me. As it's Delaney off the faceoff win. Outlets over to Lesperance. Joel Lesperance fanned on a pass. Excuse me, that's Robbie Payne. Fanned on a pass, then got it to Drew Mayer. And Mayer couldn't get it in deep. Now it's out of the zone. Back to neutral ice. Mayer hammers it back in off the far side wall. Des Moines has it behind their own net in Christopoulos. Buccaneers moving forward now. And they chip it into the Storm end. Rolls into Johansson. And Johansson plays it with a stick over to Delaney. Delaney back to the near side for Glukowski. Glukowski around the boards over to Mayer. Mayer chips it forward. Not out of the zone, though. Here's Des Moines with a chance of a turnover. A play in front. And it's picked up now by Drake. And down low for Grasso. Backhanded forward, but not out. And now it's played with a hand pass by the Buccaneers. Fans upset with the call. 18-12 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. And the Storm lead 1-0 over Des Moines in Buccaneer Arena. Fans are very upset with the hand pass call. As the faceoff moves out of the Storm end and into neutral line. Faceoff won by the Bucs. They dump it in deep. And Torrey Dello plays it behind the net. Played into the near side corner. Thrown to the center was blocked by Ryan McMurphy. Now Wilkie leads Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Aldworth into the corner. Takes a hit. Leaves the puck for McMurphy. Drake is there for Des Moines. Two-a-side battle develops on the backboard. And it's taken free by Jenkins. Was held up for a second, but moves into the near side wall. And now Des Moines plays towards neutral ice. And now they do have a neutral ice. A long shot misses the net there from Durante's. Kept in by the Bucs, now taken away by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie banks one off the wall right to Aldworth. Aldworth in onside, holding, leaves it for McMurphy with a shot. Saved by Christopoulos. Rebound for Aldworth in the near side corner. And it's moved behind the net where Corey Schuneman has it. Schuneman moves it forward to Tyler Durante's. And now Durante's past the red line, flips it into the Storm end off the near side corner to Cutler Martin. Martin with 3 minutes gone by in the Big O Tires third period of play. Martin starts forward to Gomez. Gomez through neutral ice. He's in onside. Takes a shot. Save Christopoulos. Rebound in front. Was loose. And Lesperance fighting for it on the near side corner. Lesperance puts it back in deep for Eastman. Eastman leaves it for Gomez. Gomez back up top for Martin. Holds in. Now finds Eastman. Chance in front. Deflected wide. Gomez gets shoved into the corner. Picks up the puck. Gomez trying to cycle. Cutler Martin with a shot. Christopoulos makes the save with a stick, and it's out of play. 16:37 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers here at Buccaneer Arena. First road game of the season for the Storm. Glad to bring it to you right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Joel Lesperon to the right of Billy Christopoulos now. We'll take the faceoff for the Storm, won by Des Moines, though. And Cockrell plays it around the far side where the Buccaneers have room to bring it forward. And out to neutral ice, a rolling puck is picked up and dumped into the Storm. And Johansson sticks it to the near side corner. Cutler-Martin corrals it and leaves it for Gomez. Gomez takes a hit, puts it to neutral ice, and it rolls back into the Storm end. Martin settles it down, moves it forward, finds Eastman. Eastman gets to the red line, dumps in deep, and it goes in for Couturier for Des Moines. Big hit by Lesperance there on the backboards, and it's picked up by Gomez. Gomez trying to move through a man. Up top for Glukowski, who keeps it in. Takes a shot, and it goes wider than it. Lesperance had a chance on the rebound, went wide. Now it's going to be out of the zone here for Des Moines, an odd man rush against Delaney. Delaney is back, and it's played in the slot. Poked away by Glukowski. A shot was blocked by Glukowski. And now Gomez corrals it on the near side wall. Gomez back to neutral ice. Gets to the red line. Dumps in deep. Gomez takes the hit. Storm go on a change. Christopoulos plays it for Des Moines. We get a stoppage in play. And we have a penalty. Looks like an upcoming penalty. The Buccaneers. And the Storm will go on the Century 21 power play. 15:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play, and Tri-City back to the Century 21 power play here. Ruslan Rakhmatov goes 2 minutes for roughing. Didn't see the hit that they're calling Rakhmatov on, but the Storm have a chance to increase the lead here on the Century 21 power play. Neither team has scored on either power play opportunity here tonight. Faceoff won by Des Moines. Johansson out of his net to get it. And dangerous play. Glukowski lost it behind. Chance in front for the Buccaneers. It's taken away by the Storm. Here comes Wilkie now. Wilkie on the power play for Tri-City. Moves it onside. Wilkie to the center. He missed the net wide. And now here come the Buccaneers. Another opportunity here as they move it out to neutral ice. One-on-one. Cutler-Martin against Tanner Carty. They dump it in deep to the near side corner. Bucks a little bit of a chance here. High stick is the would have been the call on Carty, but he does not touch the puck after Johansson did make a save there. 15 minutes left of the Big O Tires third period of play. 1:24 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Glukowski, nice play to find Wilkie. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie trying to find Pogansky. Can't. Here's Des Moines. Another opportunity for the Buccaneers. Moving into the Storm end. Taken away by Kevin Kerr. Kerr outletting pass to Wilkie. Wilkie back in onside. Wilkie into the zone. Down low. Chance in front for Christopoulos. Makes the save. And nice opportunity there from Wilkie to chase McMurphy. Now here comes Des Moines. 1 minute gone by in the Storm power play. Des Moines had a whole host of chances here. Shorthanded. Loose play in neutral ice. Here comes the Storm of the 3-on-2. Chase McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy goes down low. Going to try to set something up. Over to the near side for Lebowski. Up top, it goes for Tori Dello. Dello banks one off the backboard. And it's picked up by Robbie Payne. Centering pass and an opportunity for Robbie Payne. Couldn't connect and couldn't get a shot on net. That was Chase McMurphy in front there. And now another shot is saved by Christopoulos. 29 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. A roughing call to Ruslan Rakhmatov of Des Moines. 14:07 remaining in the game. Storm of the 1-0 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Robbie Payne will take the faceoff for Tri-City in a power play here that Des Moines had a couple chances on. Storm got to take care of the puck here in the offensive zone. Faceoff is scrum forward, won by Tri-City. Dello takes a shot. Deflection in front went wide. Rebound for the Storm and Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the right point. Down low now to Lebowski. Lebowski, centering pass. Deflection in front. Never got through to Christopoulos, but picked back up by Tri-City. Storm with it. Up to Dello on the left point. Dello winds for a shot. It's deflected in front. Loose, and Christopoulos finds it. Christopoulos hangs on with 6 seconds remaining here in the Century 21 power play. The Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff, but only a couple more seconds with the man advantage. 13:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period play. Tri-City ahead, 1-0. Chase Berger will take this big faceoff for the Storm. They'll get a quick shot if they can. Berger wins it to Pogansky. Pogansky tried the shot. It was blocked. And now here comes Des Moines. They overskated the puck. Pogansky kept it in. Now down low for the Storm. We're back at even strength. Pogansky, not a lot of space, though. He couldn't let go of a shot. And it's back to neutral ice. Berger trying to get it back for the Storm, but Des Moines has it. And they shoot it into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz back to get it on the near side. Schultz moves it forward to Chase McMurphy, and now Chase Berger. Berger, nice pass to Boganski, but Boganski couldn't hold on and neutralize. Back to the Des Moines end, and it's chipped in to the Storm end. Chase McMurphy actually was the last one who chipped it. Now Delaney's in the corner. Thomas Delaney for Schultz up top for a shot. Save made, Johansson. Rebound in the corner now. And it's kept in again here by Rakhmatov. Elser. Elser in the near side corner to the center, and Johansson sticks it away. Long Lambert over to Elser. Another chance down low. Rakhmatov shoots it. Save made, Johansson. Here comes Tri-City on the rush off the rebound. And Chase McMurphy going to carry things in and backhand one well high of the net, but kept in play as he goes off on a line change. Storm with a forechecking pressure. Take the puck. Down low it goes. Lesbrunz. Centering pass up top. Gukowski with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. And Eastman pokes it right into Christopoulos' glove. 12:31 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play, Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on a goal by Ryan McMurphy in Buccaneer Arena. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat playing too much. It's a bold statement, but one that Big O Tires stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. Storm with a 1-0 lead, the only goal of the game, scored by Ryan McMurphy with 4 seconds left in the second period. McMurphy now leading the Storm with 2 goals on the season and just 2 goals in his first 2 games after being suspended. That's right. Ryan McMurphy was suspended for 3 games for dropping the gloves in a line brawl here in Des Moines. He comes back from the suspension, and he's got a fire lit under him with 2 goals in his first 2 games. Faceoff is coming now to the left of Christopoulos. In the Des Moines end, 12:31 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play here at Buccaneer Arena. Storm with a 1-0 lead. Faceoff is won by the Bucks. Storm able to get control, though, as Bukowski takes a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound, Eastman on the near side wall trying to get control. It's chipped out to neutralize by the Buccaneers. Delaney for Tri-City played it forward, got it back, and now across to Lukowski. Lukowski lifts one into the air, and it rolls into the Des Moines end. Eastman's going to chase for it there against Couturier. Battle for it on the near side wall. Lesbrunz came in to try to play it, and it's moved on the near side wall by Des Moines, but Lesbrunz comes away with it. Shot! Save, Christopoulos. They've been blocked there. Rebound comes out to Des Moines. Buccaneers with it. Shoot one in on Johansson. He makes the save and hangs on. Storm get in front of Johansson quickly. No rebound available for Des Moines. 11:53 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Jared Schaffern here with you on the breeze for the remainder of this one and for all the upcoming games here in the 2013-14 regular season. The Breeze, your home for Tri-City Storm hockey all year long. Face-off here to the left of Johansson. Chase Berger against Tanner Carty. Berger gets knocked out of the circle. Lebowski says, I'll come in and take this one. And Lebowski wins it. Cutler Martin behind the net, over to Jalen Schultz. Schultz off the far side wall and out to neutralize. Back into the Des Moines end. Buccaneers pick it up. A little trouble with the puck there, and they flip it out of play. So the stoppage with 11:42 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff coming up here. Deep in the Des Moines end to the right of Christopoulos. Berger going to hop back in the circle for the draw here against Patrick Grasso. Faceoff won by Des Moines, and they put it out of play once again. It was deflected out of play, they say. And the faceoff now moves to neutral line. So a couple quick stoppages here in the third period. 11:38 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Thanks for tuning in to the Storm on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Berger again tossed from the circle. This time Poganski comes in to take it, and the faceoff is won by the Buccaneers, who move into the Storm end, dump it in deep. Johansson out of his net to play it. Johansson leaves it there for Schultz. Schultz trying to move it around the wall, and a couple of Des Moines players trying to impede him from doing so. And finally, they get to the kick, Poganski. Poganski trying to make a pass out of the zone. He gets out of the zone and fires it into the Des Moines end. It's going to be an icing whistle to Tri-City. Tough play for the Storm there, as Poganski was just trying to win a battle on the boards, and he got too much on the puck and shot it all the way into the Des Moines end. So now the Storm have a defensive zone faceoff. Very territorial last couple minutes here in the third period. A lot of stoppages. Face off to the right of Johansson. Berger for Tri-City on the faceoff. Storm screaming out what's going on from the bench. They're trying to set their faceoff play against Des Moines. And the faceoff is scrum for. Storm have possession here in the near side corner. Lebowski chips it ahead and out of the zone. Nong Lambert for Des Moines in neutral ice with 11 minutes remaining in the Big O Tyrant third period of play. Dumped in deep behind Johansson's net. Long Nong Lambert centering pass and a quick turnaround shot saved by Johansson. Rebound Cutler Martin takes a shove from Elster into the near side corner. Storm couldn't get it. Shot saved Johansson. Rebound loose in front. And it's hit with a high stick by Tri-City. So they whistle it down. Johansson seeing these shots from all angles here and keeping the puck out of the net. 10:44 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm leading 1-0 over Des Moines. Only goal of the game scored with 4 seconds remaining in the second period by Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy's going to take the faceoff right here to Johansson's right. And Des Moines able to win the faceoff, kept in at the right point. Down low behind the Storm net, now Kevin Kerr has it. Kevin Kerr with space. Lifts one to neutral ice, and Mayer able to catch up with it. Drew Mayer with a chance here, gets taken down. No call coming, try to centering pass, and it's taken back by the Storm. Now another centering pass was blocked, and here comes the Buccaneers the other way. Des Moines past the red line, in onside. Marcel Godbout takes a shot that went wide. And they whistle the play down. I don't know if it was just a late offside call. And a stoppage of play. Fans don't like it. Could have, on the Storm end of things, could have asked for a penalty as Drew Mayer was taken down in the Des Moines end. But the faceoff's out of the Storm end. 10:19 left in the third period. Not a lot of space here in this one. A 1-0 game on the breeze. Bukowski played around the far side. Shot! Blocked in front. Another chance. Gulkowski's got the rebound, and he airs it out of the zone into the Des Moines end. Lesperance all over his man. Takes his man down. No call coming. Now on the far side, Buccaneers able to clear the zone. Won't move back into the Storm end. Gulkowski there to play it up the far side wall. Knocked down by Rakhmatov, and it's up to the top and out back to neutral ice. Halfway through the Big O Tires third period of play, Tri-City still leading 1-0. Gulkowski behind his own net. Banks it off the far side wall out of the zone. And now picked up by Couturier in his own end with Cockerill. Now Grasso moves in. Shoots one wide of the net to the far side wall. Pulganski tried to chip it out. He couldn't. A bouncing knuckle puck. Gloved down by Gulkowski. Played forward by Gomez. And it's dumped back in by Des Moines. Now banked out by the Storm. Into the Des Moines end. Pulganski with a heavy forecheck here. Goes in and gets it on the far side corner. And it's taken back by Des Moines after Pulganski rubbed off the hit. Here comes Des Moines with an odd man rush. Buccaneers with a shot deflected wide of the net. Now Carty with a centering pass. Never got all the way through. Another chance for Des Moines. Blocked by Kerr. And then it went in on Johansson. And Johansson makes the glove save. Boy, oh boy, Jacob Johansson. He reads the puck so well. That time a shot. Kevin Kerr tried to just knock it down and block it. It actually deflected off his stick right in on Johansson. And for Jacob, he's so calm. He holds his glove right out there and stops play. And the faceoff is to the right of Johansson. 8:59 remaining here in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Storm with a 1-0 lead on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff's won by Des Moines, and they hold it into the Storm end. Down low, centering pass, and Storm get it out of the zone. Dangerous play there. And a race to the puck. Chase McMurphy gets after it. And a chance for Lebowski, put it wide. Christopoulos had to come out and win the race against Chase McMurphy, and Lebowski had an open net and missed it wide. 8:35 remains in the game. Des Moines back into the Storm end. Quick shot, blockered away by Johansson. Now to the far side. Grasso loses the battle. It's played all the way down by the Storm. Icing waved off. Schuneman back to get it behind his own net. Robbie Payne in on the forecheck. Schuneman behind his own net. Now Drew Mayer comes in on the forecheck. Mayer lost his stick, but he almost created a turnover there, causing havoc in the Des Moines end. Buccaneers chip it out to neutralize, rolling back to the Storm end for Jalen Schultz. Schultz was going to go for a cross-ice pass, elected not to, and now the Storm have it back to neutralize. Buccaneers have to tag up, and nice job by the Storm. Cockerill went down, and a nice hit by Drew Mayer. Now the Bucs with the puck in neutralize. little sloppy here. Puck's bouncing around. Des Moines comes in onside. Cutler Martin lost the puck. Schultz takes it back. Robbie Payne trying to kick it forward. Storm at the end of a shift here, need a change. Lesperance is on. It's shot back to Cutler Martin at the blue line. Martin plays it forward for Mayer. Mayer dumps it in deep, and it'll be played by Couturier. Couturier takes a hit. Lesperance takes the puck. Lesperance spinning shot. Saves Christopoulos. Rebound out of play. Joel Lesperance has that move down from the corner. He comes out with a little spin and some flair, and Christopoulos was there to make the save on that one. 7:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City clinging to a 1-0 lead on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. Face off a neutral ice, won by the Storm. Bukowski trying to shoot it in. It was blocked. Bukowski on a second attempt gets it in deep. Now it's into the near side wall. Racing forward is Gomez. Couldn't keep it in. Here's the Buccaneers through neutral ice. And moving in, Jenkins, a centering pass deflected away by Delaney. Lesperance calms things down. Moves it in neutral ice here to Eastman. Eastman with a shot that was gloved. And a sweep out loose, and Lesperance misses the net. Lesperance with a prime opportunity after Christopoulos made a save, and the net was hanging wide open, and Lesperance missed it. Now here's another chance for Des Moines. They shoot it in. It's in the near side corner of the Storm zone. Jenkins takes a hit from his own guy, Ryan Gault. Now Gault takes a hit from Delaney. On the near side wall, still in the Storm end. 6:40 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm working out of the zone. Nice job by Gomez on the wall to get it out to neutral ice. Now here's Des Moines. Buccaneers back in onside. Corey Schuneman, the defenseman, goes in deep to play it. And taken away by Glukowski around the far side wall, kept in by the Bucs. Centering pass deflected by Berger. Up to the top, kept in. Another deflection in front. Glukowski plays it in the corner. Delaney picks it up. Delaney backhands it out of play. And a stoppage. 6:17 remaining here in regulation in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Johansson bearing down in net. Faceoff is to his left here. Chase Berger for Tri-City will take it. Puck is dropped, and it's scrum for the near side corner of the Storm end. Moved in deep behind the net. Glukowski fires it around the wall and out of the zone. Takes a nice Storm bounce out to neutral line. Cockrell plays it forward. Des Moines back in onside. Here's a chance for Elster. Roughed up by Glukowski. Puts it into the corner. Berger, first man there with plenty of time. Lifts it forward. Dan Lebowski was going to be out to the races there, but it was too far ahead of him. Picked up by Couturier for Des Moines. Couturier over to Cockrell. Berger in on the forecheck, trying to break things up. Kept in by Cutler Martin, who flies a shot wide of the net. 5:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play now, as Des Moines has it, but it's intercepted by Dello. Leaves it for Aldworth, and poked back out to neutralize by Des Moines. Dello, now Cutler Martin. Martin plays on the near side, dumped in deep by Lebowski, and Aldworth trying to get around his man Cockrell, and Cockrell swings it around the near side. Martin keeps it in for a second, but it gets past him and down to the Storm end. 5:20 remaining in regulation. Martin banks it off the near side wall and down to Schuneman. Schuneman picks it up for Des Moines in his own end. 5:12 remaining in the game. Storm with a 1-0 lead here on the Breeze. Puck's loose in neutral ice. Schultz actually moves it forward all the way to Des Moines end. Ryan McMurphy racing down. Icing waved off. McMurphy to the near side. Wilkie ahead. Wilkie lost the puck. Kirk keeps it in at the left point. Now behind the Des Moines end is kept in again by Schultz at the right point. And Storm keeping it in once more is Kerr, but now it's batted out. And Kerr has it. Puts it back in deep. 4:40 remaining in regulation. Storm with a 1-0 lead here in Des Moines. Buccaneers have the puck, trying to get back in this game. And they cannot pass the red line here. Storm with a good job. Now it's finally dumped in on Johansson. Johansson just sticks it and covers it up. So the Buccaneers in offensive zone faceoff. Storm will probably take that so they can reset themselves here. 4:25 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City leading 1-0. Faceoff now to the left of Johansson. Drew Mayer takes it for Tri-City. Stoppage. Officials want to reset things here. Now faceoff won by Des Moines. Shot went just wide of the net. Deflection. And now it's Robbie Payne on the far side. Moves it forward to McMurphy. Chase McMurphy in neutral ice. Chase McMurphy in onside. McMurphy centering pass. And it's blocked by Durantes, but kept in by Tri-City. And now it's Des Moines bringing it forward. Buccaneers moving into the Storm end. Offside. Ryan Gault waited too long to bring it in the zone. Galt's upset, but I think it was the right call. And a penalty. A high stick is the call. I didn't see it. It's to Drew Mayer. Drew Mayer high-sticking Buccaneer power play. 4:02 remaining. And, you know, I talked a lot about how the game number two for the Storm resembled game number one in the way things went, both in the shootouts. Now here's game number three, and it's resembling game number two as Drew Mayer has taken a late penalty. Last night, Mayer with a five-minute kneeing penalty with just a minute and a half left in the game. Now, Mayer with a high-sticking penalty with 4 minutes left and the Storm leading 1-0. It's going to be a GNC penalty kill. The Storm win the faceoff. Lukowski tried to put it behind the net, and he lost it, got it back, and then tried to clear. It was blocked. Shot went wide of the net from Des Moines. McMurphy can't clear. And now behind the Storm net, it's being worked on by a couple of Des Moines players. Elser up top to the left point now. Couturier holding. Josh Couturier to Elser. Elser down low for Nong Lambert on the goal line. Up top with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds batted out of the zone. 3:30 left in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. 1:27 left in the GNC penalty kill. Storm killing a Drew Mayer high sticking penalty. Cutler Martin. Nice job airing it all the way down. Save made by Christopoulos. Time still ticking here as Des Moines moves through neutral line. In on side of the Buccaneers. Moving down low. Chance in front. And Johansson finds it through traffic, keeps it moving. Dello has time and possession and moves it up to the top and not out of the zone, but on a second attempt, Payne got it out. Robbie Payne now slaps it all the way down on Christopoulos. Under a minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Under 3 minutes remaining in the third period of play presented by Big O Tires. We are in the final five, the Diamond Vogel final 5 minutes of play here in Des Moines as it's dumped in to the Storm end. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paint with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 2:42 remaining in this game. Diamond Vogel final five. Storm with 41 more seconds to kill on the GNC penalty kill. A two-minute high-sticking call to Drew Mayer. We're having a discussion about where the faceoff is going to be, and they bring it all the way back into the Des Moines end. Bukowski pleads his case. It's in the Des Moines end to the left of Christopoulos. 41 more seconds for the Storm to kill on the penalty. Faceoff won by Des Moines, and the Bucks have it in their own zone. Buccaneers moving forward now. 35 seconds left on the penalty to Tri-City. In offside is Des Moines. They got a tag up. Bukowski with time. And now he rockets one. Out of play. That is probably one of the worst mental mistakes you can make. You have all the time in the world to clear the zone. And you rocket one out of play all the way out on the other end. And now the Storm have a defensive zone faceoff with 22 seconds remaining to kill in the penalty kill. Lukowski, a veteran, should know better than that. You got to keep the puck in play and keep the clock moving there. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. And the puck is dropped. Martin with it. And he couldn't clear. Kept in by Schuneman, who almost lost it. Now Schuneman holding it on the line. With 10 seconds left in the power play. Nong Lambert. Down low to Elser. Centering pass off the side of the net. And we're final 5 seconds of the penalty. Up top. Take on a shot, Schuneman. To Nong Lambert. On the circle. To Elser. We're back at even strength. 2 minutes remaining in the game. Shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Martin poked into the corner. Mayer gloved it down out of the box. And out to neutral ice. 1:51 left in the Diamond Vogel. Final five. Here in Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City leading 1-0. It's played behind the net. Couple players pushing and shoving. It's won by Elser. Centering pass. Saved by Johansson! What a save! He got it. It trickled wide. Now it's Eastman. Banks it off the boards and out of the zone. Mayer fighting for it against Schuneman. It's at the top of the Des Moines zone. Couple players pushing and shoving now. Got about five or six players in on this puck. And it's one free to Jalen Schultz of Tri-City. Minute 18 left to go in the Diamond Vogel. Final five. Storm leading 1-0. Schuneman wraps it around the far side to neutral ice. It's Patrick Grasso leading the rush. Grasso for Des Moines. Nice job by Eastman on the back check. Takes him off for a second. Now a centering pass. Tied up. by Mayer. Or excuse me, by Gomez. Chance in front here. Another opportunity in front of the net. And it's cleared up top but not out. Couturier down low for Tanner Carty. Carty in the far side corner. We're in the final 50 seconds of the game. Now it's on the far side. Up top. A stake on the shot. Save Johansson with a glove. 44 seconds remains in regulation. The Storm lead 1-0 over Des Moines. Jacob Johansson makes a glove save, stopping play. And now Des Moines takes their timeout. The Storm had taken theirs in the first period. Buccaneer, timeout. We will reset everything with 44 seconds remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five right here on the Breeze. The Storm have locked down defensively and collapsed things here. The shots on goal right now is tied 32 apiece. The Storm lead 1-0, the only goal of the game. Ryan McMurphy from Joel L'Esperance with 4 seconds remaining in the second period. The Storm have 44 more seconds to try to hang on to this one. You got to imagine that the Buccaneer net is going to be empty at the other end with an offensive zone faceoff to the left of Johansson coming. So it'll be a 6-on-5 with the empty net for the Bucs. The Storm got to kill 44 more seconds of this clock in the third period to come away with 2 points. Buccaneer fans going to be loud here for the final couple seconds. Johansson out of the timeout, back into his net. We'll get you who Josh Howgie has decided to send on. We've got Chase Berger, Ryan McMurphy, Nolan Glukowski, Cutler Martin, and Austin Poganski. 44 seconds left in regulation. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. Faceoff is between Berger and Daniel Elser. Puck is dropped. Scrum four off the draw. Des Moines wins it. Keeps it in deep. 40 seconds left. Move to the near side by Nong Lambert. Nong Lambert to the center. Knocked down by McMurphy. Catch it out of the zone. He does to neutralize. Des Moines shoots back in. 30 seconds remaining in the game. Cutler Martin behind the net. Martin for Glukowski. Out of the zone. To neutral ice. Now Couturier with 20 seconds. Overskates the puck. Here's Berger with an empty net. He misses it. 15 seconds left. Berger had a chance. Missed the net. Now it's deflected and neutralized. Here comes the one with 10 seconds left. A shot. Save Johansson. And Cockrell moves in on Johansson. Martin's going to tie him up in front. 8.7 seconds. Remaining in regulation. Johansson. Keeping the Storm ahead. 1-0 right now. Storm had a chance with the empty net there, but now after the scrum in front of the net, the biggest break right now for the Storm, they've moved the faceoff out of the Tri-City end. After Des Moines and Cockrell give the snow shower in front of Johansson, they've said, "Not, we're moving the faceoff out of the zone." 8 seconds left, faceoff in neutral ice. And the puck scrum for up the draw, move back to the Des Moines end. Final seconds here of the game, and the Tri-City Storm will get the win. And 2 points on the road in their first road game of the season. Jacob Johansson is the story. He shuts out the Des Moines Buccaneers. Johansson in 3 games has only allowed 2 goals to start his USHL career. And Ryan McMurphy, the game-winning goal in the second period with 4 seconds remaining. McMurphy's second goal in 2 games, and the Storm get the 1-0 victory in Des Moines, and now have picked up 5 of 6 points to start this regular season in the USHL. What a win for the Storm, an exciting fashion. 1-0, your final score. We'll be back to talk about it on the Old Chicago postgame show in just a moment, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. we'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're back here at Buccaneer Arena. The Tri-City Storm have won this game 1-0. And the Storm, for a third consecutive game, scored just one goal in regulation, yet somehow have picked up 5 out of 6 points on the season. And you want to know how? I say somehow, but really, we know how. It's Jacob Johansson. This guy is ice in the net. He does not allow anybody to faze him. Tonight, his first USHL shutout. He makes 35 saves, and boy, oh boy, is he going to be the talk of the town here in Kearney. Johansson, for a third consecutive game, shutting down an opponent. The Storm only get one goal, but that's all they needed. As Jacob Johansson, again, 35 saves. In his Storm career now, he has only allowed 2 goals in his first 3 games, and he has been the backbone of this team. It was a fantastic win for the Storm on their in their first road game of the season. Again, I'm sure Josh Howji is probably not thrilled with some of the forwards, but he cannot be upset with his goaltending and defense as they come away with a shutout win. The Storm only had 1 shutout all season last year, and if you think back to that one, it was at the opening night of the new arena, the Ralston Arena in Omaha. Only shutout of the year last year. Unfortunately for all you fans hoping for a donut, you only get a free donut when we're at home when we see a shutout, but hopefully here with Jacob Johansson, you'll be seeing maybe some more shutouts to come if the Storm defense can play like they did in front of him. Johansson, 35 saves. No doubt he is the story here tonight as we move inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And, of course, we talked to Josh Howji here in the Old Chicago postgame show in a couple minutes. Last night, Coach Howji came on the broadcast and said that Johansson, he had never seen anything like it before with how good Johansson was, making 44 saves in a shootout loss to Sioux City. I don't know how he can, what else there is to say here tonight. I can almost guarantee that Coach is going to be at a loss of words when he comes up to talk about his goaltending performance from Jacob Johansson in the first 180 minutes of this season. It has been nothing short of spectacular. Also, the performance from some of the forwards tonight who had been held silent for the first couple games. Ryan McMurphy has come into this lineup after being suspended for the end of the preseason and the beginning of the regular season and injected some life into this team. McMurphy picks up the only goal of the game here tonight. He now leads the team in goals with two in his first two games of the season. The assist on his goal goes to Joel Esperance, and hard work by Esperance out of the corners, coming through and getting the puck to McMurphy in the front of the net for a rebound goal for Ryan McMurphy. Esperance picks up his first assist and first point of the season at 19:56 of the second period. Both teams 0-for-5 on the power play as Des Moines outshot the Storm 35-32. In the third period, just two penalties. Ruslan Rakhmatov for roughing at 4:21. And then Drew Mayer, another late third period penalty. I'm sure that the coaching staff will be discussing that with Drew Mayer. That's two nights in a row that he picks up a late penalty. But both times the Storm penalty kill has come through. The Storm have now killed upwards of 13 consecutive penalties as they held Sioux City 0-for-8 yesterday, Des Moines 0-for-5 tonight. A couple players for the Storm that we want to point out defensively. Cutler Martin with a fantastic game once again. He was on the ice for the Storm goal, four shots on net, playing very well defensively. Kyle Eastman with three shots on net as well, and we'll have more to say about Eastman in a second. But Johansson, the story of the night, gets the number one start. Ryan McMurphy picks up the second star, and then the third star, Billy Christopoulos of Des Moines. A very good game in defeat from Christopoulos, 31 saves on 32 shots. Let's get you tonight's, well, actually, let's first tell you that was tonight's Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now, the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night, in my mind, is definitely Kyle Eastman, a guy who worked very hard tonight, put a couple shots on goal, three shots on goal. Eastman deserved all the playing time he got tonight. Put on a big spot by Josh Howgie on the top line with Garrett Gomez and Joel Esperance. Eastman came to play tonight. He's our Grinder of the Night tonight, presented by the Dent Popper, and really good job here by Kyle Eastman. Played a very good game here in a Storm 1-0 victory. We'll take a break on the breeze here in the Old Chicago postgame show and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in just a moment here on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm,
filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Mini Bon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago postgame show here at Buccaneer Arena after a Tri-City Storm victory, 1-0, the final in this one. I'm joined by head coach Josh Howgie for the Storm after a 1-0 victory. And I talked about this at the beginning of the postgame show that last night, and I listened to our postgame show last night after you're on it, you were saying that it was the best performance you'd ever seen from a goaltender. Well, what do you have to say tonight about your goaltender, Jacob Johansson?
You know what, he just keeps doing it and just keeps one-upping it. It's truly impressive. I thought we did a better job at least of limiting chances tonight, but the kid's on fire right now, and you know, you don't know what, it's just one of those things. You get a hot goaltender, you gotta keep putting him in the net, and he just keeps doing it.
Yeah, you talk about your defense in front of him, and it seemed like a lot of the game you guys were playing smart in front of your goaltender. Obviously, he made plenty of good saves, and he did a great job keeping the puck out of the net, but in front of him, it seemed like there weren't that many defensive breakdowns, and, you know, J.B. Bittner, assistant coach, coordinating that defense, seems like he's doing a good job.
Yeah, the coaching staff is doing a tremendous job, and I couldn't be happier with Coach Largen, Coach Bittner, Coach Blaze. Those guys are working extremely hard. They're doing everything I could ask of them, and you know, we'd like to see us scoring a few more goals, but the guys are doing individual skills with the coaches, and it's just a matter of time.
What's it like on the bench in, you know, a late situation? You're up by one. You want to get some insurance, but, you know, obviously I'm sure you guys are real comfortable with your goaltender here.
Yeah, you know, we feel like, you know, we just got to keep everything to the outside, do things the right way, take care of pucks. We made some mistakes again, and he's there to bail us out, so it's nice to know that you have that insurance back there, that if you make a mistake, you got a guy that can save you.
And you shuffled the lines a little bit tonight, and you made some changes. Who were some of the guys maybe as the forwards that you thought worked hard?
I thought, you know, our veteran forwards did a great job. Joel Esperance, Garrett Gomez, Kyle Eastman, and then, you know, Ryan McMurphy getting the goal for us. The four guys that played in the league last year for us, you know, did a great job just leading the way. Again, I thought they had chances to score, and you know, that line got us the one goal.
How about, you know, coming into your first road game, the fact that your veterans kind of stepped up, is that kind of what you were hoping for here in a somewhat hostile environment in Des Moines?
Yeah, it's a difficult place to play. It's an old-school barn, and it gets loud, so to be able to come out and have the, you know, when we're skating off the ice, it'd be silent. There's not a whole lot better than that.
We'll talk to him in a second, but Ryan McMurphy here comes in here a couple of weeks ago, gets suspended, didn't play in games at the end of the preseason, didn't play in your home opener, but here the last two nights he's gotten your only two goals here.
You know what? It couldn't happen to a better kid right now. He paid his dues here, and last year didn't get the offensive production but did all the little things for us, and now this year he's getting rewarded with scoring goals and big goals. So he's a tremendous person first and foremost, and for him to be getting rewarded for all his hard work, I couldn't be happier for him.
Well, I'm sure, Coach, there's a lot to work on this week in practice, but you pick up 3 out of 4 points on a weekend. I'm sure it can't be too bad right now.
No, for, you know, like we talked about off the air, you know, scoring 3 goals and having five out of 6 points, it's you couldn't ask for much more than that.
Josh Howgie here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
And he'll pass the mic over now to Ryan McMurphy here after a 1-0 Storm win. And, Murph, you know, we tried to talk to you yesterday after you scored your first goal in your first game of the season. I'm glad that we get to have you on here tonight scoring the winner in this one. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be on.
Now, you know, I just talked about it with your coach, but you get suspended here. What are you thinking? I know you talked to me that you're missing the home opener. You know, start of your second season here in Kearney. You missed the home opener. I'm sure you were upset to miss that, but what is it like now to have an impact here when you get in?
It feels great. You know, it's always tough seeing the rest of your team play in the home opener, being a veteran guy, and I think that just made me that much more excited to get back for that game, Pink in the Rink at home, and got off to a good start. So,
What did you see on the goal? You know, Joel obviously was working in the corner there and kind of threw a couple shots towards the net.
Yeah, I was behind the net there, and I saw Joel going up the top of the circle, and I kind of got in front of the net in the high slot area. He took a shot, rebound popped right after me. All I do is put it home.
And I think, if I remember correctly, that's a similar play to how you got your first goal last year. We were here in Des Moines, and at the end of a period, same kind of thing where you put a rebound in.
Yeah, it was almost the same place on the ice, exactly. So,
yeah, it's pretty funny how that happened. I remember I was up here last season, and it was just a bang-bang play, but it was almost like as time expired, kind of a funny little goal that happened. But here again, scoring with 4 seconds left, what does that do into the locker room when you guys go into the locker room before the third period?
Oh, it's huge going in the third. It gets all the boys going, you know, and we're just that much closer to the win. We got 20 more minutes. Just keep doing the little things.
All right, Ryan McMurphy, thanks for joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Jared.
Tri-City Storm with the 1-0 win here tonight. The shutout from Jacob Johansson in Buccaneer Arena. You just heard from Ryan McMurphy, who scored the only goal of the night, his second goal of the season, matching his goal total from last season in just his first two games here this year. And obviously you can see, you know, a veteran and players mature in the league, and Ryan McMurphy, a guy who is maturing offensively, maturing in different ways here on the ice in his second season, as the Storm finish this one off with a 1-0 win, a 35-save shutout by Jacob Johansson. Really quickly, we'll check the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. And a couple good games around the league here tonight. Storm, obviously, with this 1-0 win. Fargo defeats Muskegon 2-0. Sioux Falls with a third-period comeback to take down Sioux City. A tough loss for the Musketeers in their home opener tonight. Sioux Falls Stampede gets a 2-1 win. Green Bay defeats Chicago 3-1, and Waterloo prevails at home against the Youngstown Phantoms. Well, that'll do it for us tonight here from Buccaneer Arena. The final score for the final time, Tri-City Storm win it 1-0 over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Really just a great team performance led by the goaltender, Jacob Johansson. I want to say thank you to everybody here in Des Moines for helping me get on the air, and everything worked great. Back in studio in Hastings, we got Caleb running the boards once again. Thanks a lot, Caleb. Thanks to all our scratches who appeared on the intermission shows, as well as our blogger, Adam McLaughlin, Coach Howji, and Ryan McMurphy scores the winning goal and comes on here to help us with the Old Chicago postgame show. The next Storm game is Friday night in Kearney. It'll be rivalry night with the Sioux City Musketeers, 7:30 p.m. start. That's a 7:30 p.m. start on Friday night, October 11th, with the Sioux City Musketeers on rivalry night. Then on October 12th, the next night, the Storm will have Fire and Ice Night, honoring the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department, as well as a whole host of fire departments around the central Nebraska area. Once again, Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 win here tonight. They pick up 2 points and now have 5 on the season in their first 3 games, despite only scoring 3 goals in those games. We'll talk to you on Friday back in Kearney. Until then, have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.